KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Business is booming.
Good evening and welcome out to Tagger Field here in Redding, California. Jacob Green here with you, joined by Spencer Schlange as the West Coast Kings here in Game 2. They're looking to continue their reign here for this weekend of baseball as they handed the Colt 45s their first loss of the season last night by a score of 7-1. The Colt 45s just couldn't quite get the bats to wake up. As again, the Colt 45s will look to bounce back here on this Saturday night edition of Colt 45s Baseball. Bluebird skies overhead, pretty much zero wind. We're 100 degrees right now, but it's slowly and steadily dropping here in the wonderful Redding, California. Spencer, I know you're looking forward to tonight, the West Coast Kings in town, and only one game you're calling this weekend with me on the color commentary side, one of two. And then, you had a little World Cup action last night, couldn't make it,
yeah,
unfortunately.
Absolutely. I have to stay busy, obviously the priorities have to be set straight, but a lot of fun, couldn't be any happier with the result of last night's game, of course, for the U.S. of A. But I'm excited to be out here with you, Jacob, and see if the Colt 45s, as you mentioned, dropped the game last night, 8-1. First loss of the season, or 7-1, rather, sorry, first loss of the season, but their 8-1 is their record on the season. So you can understand the mistake there, but hopefully they're looking to even up the series here tonight and set up a series-deciding game tomorrow.
Yeah, and if you're the Colt 45s, you want to get the win today, get the bats back up and running after scoring 37 runs against the South Bay Storm on Wednesday and Thursday. Then they went quiet all of a sudden, and now they're going to look to wake them back up and then head for the rubber match tomorrow, look to take the 2-3 from the West Coast Kings, and it will be Chase Phillips getting the start for the 45s. Chase Phillips, a right-hand 6'8", 250 out of Taft, California, and Taft College, a sophomore. He'll be facing off against Jude Atlee of the West Coast Kings, and there's a lot to look forward to tonight. It was a little bit of a slower rolling game last night, but steadily picked up pace off and on. And the next thing you know, the Colt 45s just kind of ran out of time to get that offense rolling, unfortunately. And also a little, we'll see when the starting lineups are announced here momentarily. Lucas Pettingill will be in that DH spot, so I'm kind of excited to see how he does exactly facing off against Jude Atlee and the rest of these West Coast Kings. But it should be a overall fun game on a Saturday night. It's cooled off a little bit here. The wind slowly starting to just kind of pull around a little bit. Not too crazy, but Bluebird skies overhead. 310 down the right field line, 320 down the left field line, 358 to left center, 406 straight away, and then 372 the right center corner here at Tiger Field. Shadows just starting to cover parts of the field as we are eagerly awaiting to get underway. And I mean, so far for the Colt 45s, they've done really well in situations where they get walks, they get free bases, and that was the story last night when they strung together more than two hits. They were successful on the base pass, but in this case, it only happened twice last night, and both of those innings were, again, in the third inning and then the ninth inning, and they just came up short. I mean, way short by six runs, but it's the turning of the tide really quickly can change a ball game rapidly. And one of the cases last night was the West Coast Kings just kind of had everything going their way. They got a couple double plays that were rally killers. The Colt 45s left 17 on base the whole night. So that's something that if they can get a hit in those situations, all of a sudden it's a completely flip-flop ball game, and you're looking at 15 runs or more, and even if they score about 50% of those runs, that's a tie ball game, maybe right. More.
Yeah, exactly. As you mentioned, just a quick math there. If a third of those runners that were left stranded, they're right in the game, a one-score game, or they even tie the game up and head to extra innings. So although the score was 7-1, it's still a very competitive game. And as you mentioned, I know I wasn't at the game last night, unfortunately, but you mentioned getting into a couple double plays, just unfortunate things. West Coast Kings playing good defense on the dirt, of course. But if the Colt 45s can avoid hitting into that double play, a lot more runs come across to score. As you mentioned, starting 17 is definitely unusual and uncharacteristic of this Colt 45s baseball team based off the past few seasons that we've been calling these games.
I will say that's also if my math is completely correct.
Right.
And in some cases, it's not. This might not be the case.
Not exactly flawless, but
yeah. Just, when you're doing math as well as a few other things at the same time.
Right.
you just never know how correct it is. But keep the score at the end of every half inning. And yeah, last night was one of those nights where thought everything was correct on my end of the scorecard. So hopefully it was. But again, 17 left the board is just unreal. And again, if you can get an extra base hit in any of those situations, two runs score, and it's just a whole different ball game.
Yeah, exactly. And just don't mean to hammer it home, but again, the difference maker right there is just the runners left on base. The Kings obviously able to bring runners around to score compared to the Colt 45 stranding multiple runners. Obviously, I'm sure out of the 17 that were left on base, I'm sure roughly 10 of them were in scoring position on second or third, just mathematically.
Yeah, I was going to say there wasn't a lot that I could do as far as making sure which runners were in scoring position, but I have to assume the Colt 45s didn't hit well with runners in scoring position, because usually when you leave runners aboard like that, you scratch across far less runs, if that makes any sense.
Right.
But in this scenario, again, that was the story of last night. Hopefully it's not the story of tonight, as we will eagerly await the Colt 45s bouncing back, and again, we'll see what they'll do here tonight against the West Coast Kings with a new pitcher and just a whole different look with Tyler Zanizer batting farther back in the order. You have D'Amico Parker back in that leadoff spot, and after we get the national anthem, we'll get the starting lineups to you, but roughly the same lineup for the Kings from last night, where they had a lot of success in the middle part of the lineup, including their first baseman, Julian Camber, who got aboard three times. But Caleb Hendricks last night, the catcher, also got aboard a handful of times, including that drop third strike that turned into a rally where he came around to score. And that singular at-bat was very indicative of the ball game as a whole. And it was part of the issue was just the Colt 45s couldn't get the right side of the coin, unfortunately. But again, tonight's a whole different story. It's the beauty of baseball. We've talked about it before, when the Colt 45s very rarely will lose a ball game. They've had, again, great success the last couple of years here at Tiger Field, and I expect nothing less than bouncing back tonight.
Absolutely. Well said, Jacob. And again, I don't want to jinx anything here, knock on wood, of course, but I don't think I've been a part of this KCNR team, which is absolutely great and amazing blessing. I don't think I've had the Colt 45s have lost a series. So tonight is the first time that's a possibility here. And obviously, it's up to them to turn that around and win this, obviously, even it up tonight. And then close it out tomorrow in the third game of the series. But I think they've never done worse than a series split in games that I've called, or series that I've called, in one game, at least today. But that could change in just a few hours.
Yeah, 100%. And you just don't know. It's the beauty of baseball.
Absolutely.
It's the beauty of sports in general. And we beat that dead horse with Simpson Sports this last year as well, where you come off a tough loss, and then all of a sudden you're looking for the win the next night or the next day, or even in some doubleheaders. You wash it off, let the clock tick by, and next thing you know, you're just shooting for something else. And, now the starting lineup's officially being announced. And we will be here momentarily with the national anthem, which will be sung tonight by Sandlot Band over here to our left. Everyone now announced and at the foul lines, respectively, all ready to get underway as we're running a little behind here tonight at Tiger Field. But nevertheless, the product of baseball will always be good. You know, it's always our goal here, especially with the radio side. And we're gonna pause here as I, the Tiger, will get faded out here by Chad Johnson on the PA system, as the Sandlot Band will bring you tonight's rendition of Our Nation's Anthem. The Sandlot Band always in attendance here at Tiger Field here in Redding, California. And we actually take that back. We're going to cut to break here for Our Nation's Anthem, and we'll be back in just a few moments after this.
Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air. Learn more at reddingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
When a heat hits hard, Redding Heating and Air is here to keep you comfortable throughout the summer. From fast, reliable repairs to full system installs, our certified technicians do it right the first time. Need clean air? We've got indoor air quality solutions too. Family owned, locally trusted. Call Redding Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642. That's 530-221-2642. Or visit reddingheatingandair.com. Redding Heating and Air. Comfort you can count on.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Jacob Green here with you, joined by Spencer Slinge here at Tiger Field on this Saturday night edition of 45's Baseball. It's Jude Utley getting the baseball from Kyle Gross, his manager. Chase Phillips getting the ball from Bob Anderson, his manager. We are set to get underway here relatively soon, but first, the starting lineup brought to you by Spencer Slinge.
Thank you, Jacob. Again, yes, this West Coast Kings looking to end the series here tonight with the sweep, or with a confirmed win before tomorrow. Starting off tonight, playing first, and leading off will be John Bullock, followed by E.J. Cord. Batting second, batting third will be Miles Clayton. And batting cleanup and in the designated hitter position will be Wyatt Miyamoto, followed by Teo Thompson, followed by Davis Minton, and then Ray Priest out left field is going to be batting seventh, followed by Tyrus Vogt behind the dish, and Zach Aldamura bringing up the rear at the bottom of the lineup. And in the outfield, starting from left to right for your Colt 45s, you have Tyler Zanheiser at left, D'Amico Parker in center, Braden Chiarito in right field. Up the middle, we have Preston Conklin at short, and Marc-Anthony Carroll at second. At first base is going to be Timmy Ayers, and at third is going to be Nicholas Cavallaro. Behind the dish is going to be Tyler Jones, and on the mound today, again, as Jacob mentioned, getting the nod from Coach Bob Anderson, is going to be Chase Phillips.
Yeah, and a solid lineup there from Bob Anderson, just to shake things up just a little bit, you know, give some different rotations, round out the back end of the lineup, mix it with the top. Having your DH bat in the 8 spot is a relatively new look that I've never seen before. I've probably seen it a couple of times here or there, but just trying to get Pettingill some at-bats is really what that is. That's the reminder that we are, in fact, a collegiate summer baseball league. And at the end of the day, it's really about reps. We're not seeking after the playoffs or anything like that. Not to say that they don't want to win, but it's less imperative in that sense of more about reps and playing time and getting experience. Probably on a lot of, you'll see a lot of walks and hit by pitches. Sometimes it's just pitchers working with different pitch grips or hammering out those reps. These are young kids. They're high schoolers or just out of high school and looking for a college to play at and things like that. They're just looking to get scouted here, get reps at a higher level outside of high school. Outside of travel ball to where, especially in the wooden bat league, you're trying to work on different things. And, you know, on a 1-2 count, instead of pitching a guy outside, maybe you might want to be in a situation where you're challenging him inside with a heater or something like that. Or even, we saw, I think it was last weekend, where the Colt 45s went on the walk-off. That was 2 weekends ago now, I checked that. As the Colt 45s take the field here, other than they had their starting pitcher go 8-plus innings. And typically, you would never deep fry a pitcher like that. But in the case of this, he's gone 8 innings of rather successful pitching. So why not let him keep going? And, you know, just see how he does with runners at first and second and one out in a high-pressure situation. And even last night, the bases were loaded with a relief pitcher in his second inning of work. And sometimes that's when his arm slot starts to dip a little bit, his arm's getting tired. You'd pull him for a guy from the pen, get a fresh arm out there, secure the win. But in this case, they let, I believe it was... It was the southpaw for the West Coast Kings. If I can look at my scorecard in time. Brady Spencer, I believe, if I'm remembering correctly, but Brady Spencer saw in relief, bases loaded, nobody out, and a weak ground ball. They threw home, got the force out, and then they rolled up a double play on the infield to stifle the Colt 45's offense. So when you can put pitchers in scenarios like that, they have that on their resume. They go to a college. It's just phenomenal stuff for these young kids.
Right, absolutely. Again, yeah, a lot of these guys, too, I had the opportunity to talk to Tyler Sanheiser before the season actually started, a good friend of mine, and he was able to let me know that this is a very different team than last year. You know, it may not be a team that's going to be as successful. Obviously, it started off. So far, so good. You know, it's their first loss coming last night in their ninth appearance. Looking to go 9-1 through 10. That's a great start, obviously, very similar to last year's start. But he said this team is full of kids who are just out of high school and they're looking for places to play next year or getting ready for the fall training camp and stuff like that and ready for spring season. So it's just a great opportunity, as Jacob was mentioning, just to come out here and play. And that's what both these teams are looking to do, and obviously the win is just a bonus.
Yeah, exactly. And when you have a winning record like that, as the first pitch from the righty to the left-hand hitter comes in at 7:20, it's in there for a called strike one, as we are officially one. It's the left-hand hitting John Bullock to the plate, who got the start last night. Now the 0-1 delivery from the righty Phillips, swing and a miss for strike two. Bullock in that two spot last night, now in an 0-2 hole. Phillips challenging him with that 6'8" frame, 250 out of Taft, California. The 0-2 delivery is just off the plate. Not sure if that actually missed or not, but according to the home plate umpire, it did in fact miss.
There you go. So, and again, cannot reiterate enough.
The 1-2 swinging, and a miss, got him on the breaking ball. And that's the way our ball game begins, is a swinging strikeout. As everyone cheers with the beer batter getting struck out, that equals $1 off beer. And the fans in attendance are happy, so.
Absolutely. Great way to start. And again, just reiterating what Jacob just said for Chase Phillips. Get a lot of power behind the ball, of course. 6'8", 220 pounds. That is a big pitcher right there. And he's looking to pitch heat for these first couple innings, I'm assuming.
That one misses wide for ball one. Here we are in the top of the first inning. Jacob Green and Spencer Schlange here with you. It's great to have you with us for the Saturday night edition. The flags out in center field are just barely blown out there. The 1-0 and that boating knot at the bottom of the flagpole has actually come undone, so the flags are actually kind of drifting from that rope being a little too loose as well, and it might be completely off. Somebody's going to have to go out there behind the wall and tie the correct, I can't remember what the knot's called. There's this one hitting the air toward left. Zanheiser giving chase. He's going to look up right to the warning track, and it is gone. On to the street it goes for E.J. Cord off the rip.
Yeah, and that is exactly how you respond to a strikeout. John Bullock getting backed up there quickly by E.J. Cord, taking that one to deep left field, over the netting, and out. Sanheiser took a few steps back, sat at the track, just kind of stared up at it, and was like, yeah, I don't think I'm making a jump for that one. So it's going to go over, and that's an early 1-0 lead here for E.J. Cord
and
the West Coast Kings.
He gets a robe put on him as he heads to the dugout and just tattooed that baseball. I mean, hopefully it picked up on the mics here, but what I love to see, too, is a fan drawing here early on, just having some fun with these young kids as the lefty steps up. Skies this one toward right, giving chase to Chiarito, angling toward the wall, right to the warning track, can't find it, and that one's over the wall. Oh, my goodness, back to back. The Kings tag Chase Phillips, and it's quickly 2-0, and it's a tip of the cap from one of the fans here in attendance.
How about that, Jacob? This has been a big difference in most of the games I've called with you out here at Tiger Field. Two pitches in a row, both getting taken, one to deep left, one to deep right. And it looked like Chiarito sitting there. Obviously, the sun in the right field is the worst place to be in the start of this game, the first couple innings with the sun. And he just kind of sat there with his back leaned up against the ball and just threw his hands up. He couldn't find the ball, and the ball wasn't going to find him either. That was way out.
First one catches the inner half for a called strike one, and that wall angles in, the 310 marker down the right field line. It goes straight out for about 15 feet or so, and then angles back at a 45-degree angle back out and angling toward the 370 mark out in right center. So it's a weird angle to play with already, but with the sun. And last night we saw the first baseman lose the ball in the sun on the throw down to first. And, I mean, it was just a catastrophe from there. For the Colt 45s, they were able to recover eventually. As we again, just now that Colt 45 is eager to get out there on offense for sure. This one misses wide to make the count one ball and two strikes. To the right hand hitting Wyatt Miyamoto, the designated hitter tonight. Stumbled over my words there for a second. As this one's grounded toward the third baseman. Gloves back behind third base. Strong throw to first. What a blitz. Caballero. 5-3. Four out number two. Ranging over to his right. Handled it in foul territory to the right of the third base bag and made a strong off-balance throw to first, where Timmy Ayers was there with the full extension.
Yeah, great play there by the infield of the Colt 45s. And
it doesn't even matter because it was actually called foul. And I thought he got to that in fair territory by a mile. And then I missed it because I was marking down my scorecard. And now take everything we just said back. Rewind 30 seconds and wipe it. It's a 1-2 count with one out. Now the 1-2 delivery misses wide for ball two.
And I will say I did see Miyamoto with almost a half jog towards first base, and I didn't know if he just thought he was safe for sure, but he obviously saw the foul call. Thought for a minute he may have injured himself a little bit, but.
And I think what it was it actually went off home plate as he fouls this one off. So, two balls and two strikes with one out. And yeah, I think what it was it went off of home plate, then went.
Right.
But, I mean, great play by Caballero nonetheless. It's just, yeah, you wish that would have been called fair. It looked fair. And he got it before it really went foul. Now swing and miss. Ball escapes the hands of the catcher. Clears, throws down to first. This time in the shade with Timmy Ayers rocking the sunglasses. And now the Colt 45s have two, and they did so the hard way. But bouncing back after the back-to-back homers, and Chase Phillips grabs the K. That's his second K. And that will bring up Teo Thompson, who hit the ball hard last night. Center fielder batting fifth.
Yeah, and a good play there by catcher Tyler Jones. Obviously the strikeout, but he had to make the throw as it was bobbled. Getting out of the runner's lane and getting out to the side and making that easy throw over there, or making that relatively easy throw even easier for him and Timmy Ayers for the second out here. Again, 2-0, the top one is not ideal, but hoping to limit the damage here.
Yeah, great job of clearing like that and getting down. And then making that clean throw down to first where the first baseman had time to get to it again. Now one ball and one strike to the left hand hitting Teo Thompson. This one's fouled back toward us off the screen. Makes it count one ball and two strikes. With two outs here in a 2-0 top of the first. In a game that the Colt 45s are definitely looking to bounce back and win. Swing! And a miss says Phillips K's the side. Gets them all swinging. Side is retired, but two runs on a couple of hits. Two solos just going back to back. As we head to the bottom of the first inning, the Colt 45s down, but they're coming up in the bottom half.
Reading area, stay cool this summer with Reading Heating and Air. Fast AC repairs and installations by local experts with over 20 years of experience. Visit RedingHeatingAndAir.com or call 530-223-1332. That's 530-223-1332.
Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air. Learn more at RedingHeatingAir.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to bottom of the first inning here from Tagger Field. Jacob Green here with you, joined by Spencer Schlange in this bottom of the first at the Colt 45s find themselves down by a score of 2-0 in.
And they'll look to crawl back from this deficit and, again, walk away with the W today after
losing last night by a score of 7-1. And we'll see how exactly they can do so, as DJ Parker will lead things off here. First base swing, chops toward the shortstop, Altamura, gloves, throws the first pick to the other end. And the 6-3 put out sends Parker down on the first pitch, swinging for out number one. That will bring up Timmy Ayers.
Yeah, obviously not what they wanted, the Colt 45 to start off from there from DeMeco Parker, but the 6-3 put out, unfortunate. But I love the idea of just staying aggressive on the offensive early. You're down 2-0 here in the bottom of the first at-bat. You might as well swing at the first pitch you like, and he does, and obviously doesn't get a great piece of it, but is able to at least put the ball in play and make this Kings defense make a play.
Yeah, just got a little bit on top of the baseball, right. Obviously. This first pitch comes way inside to Timmy Ayers, left-hand batter. And it's ball one. Here with one out, nobody on, in a bottom of the first inning. Now the 1-0. On the inner half, called strike one. That'll even the count up at one ball and one strike. Now the 1-1. In the dirt, caroms back to the screen. And now, two balls and one strike. This one misses again for ball three.
And Adley so far just can't quite find his spot. Obviously, 3-1 count, he's got an opportunity here to stay in it. But just trying to find his spot. Here's a 3-1, one out of the way. Ayers trying to work the walk. As this one's inside, he will take it inside for a 5-pitch walk, and he will get to first for free. And the first bit of traffic on the base is here for the Colt 45s. Come on the second at-bat of the night.
And now they need to do what they didn't do last night and strain him aboard. Obviously, it's how you don't score runs, as Caballero to the plate. But they need to string together walks along with these free passes. That's how you can just, you want them to regret the free passes. It's a free 90 feet. What more could you want?
Absolutely. And that's the thing you touched on as well in the pregame, was a lot of the pitchers just trying new things, you know? So the walks and the hit-by-pitches are not uncommon. They're actually more common than I'd say when we're calling games at Simpson or high school ball or even the major leagues. These pitchers are just trying new things and looking to find their spots a little bit better.
Yeah, just a lot of mechanics and stuff to work right on as well, especially in this case. With, as you said previously, this one misses just a bit upstairs. It was over, but just a tad high. And you're working on command. You're working on just raw mechanics. These are young high school kids. Here's the 2-0 delivery with the runner on first being held on by Bullock. A 2-0 right there at the knees, a called strike one. Count two balls and one strike. Now the 2-1 delivery to Caballero, runner goes. There's a line shot up the middle, glove by the second baseman. Steps on second for one, the relay to first in time. Safe at second. I take that back.
Yeah, he definitely looked like he was a step safe there on the slide. Great Jake. Great job there by Timmy Ayers. Good effort, of course, by second baseman, and he's able to get Cord is able to get that 4-3 put out off the sidearm throw, stepping off the bag. An impressive play, but it's not going to get two there. But he will get one out. Runner will advance. Ayers is in scoring position now.
Yeah, very surprising that call at second base. In all honesty, thought it was going to be able to beat it by a mile, end up being a close play, and then I thought he was still out in the process. But again, we're blocked by that pole right there,
right
here on this right side. You have a little bit better angle to it. So couldn't see the right field side of the bag. Now there's a runner in scoring position, and again, the tying run still at the plate for the 45s. First pitch misses upstairs and comes in high octane.
Yeah, that was
rearing back upstairs. Jude Atlee just rearing back and throwing that one up, but just a bit high.
Yeah, Tyrus Vogt might call something just to give his hand a break after that one. That one did not sound ideal. Looked a little painful there.
That's one you want to make sure you catch in the pocket.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
For sure.
There's the 1-0. Is on the inside corner.
Makes the count one ball and one strike. Yeah, honestly, kind of surprised at that call as well. Abel's kind of just made a face like,
yeah, I'm
just inside, but might have guess I caught the corner of the 1-1. That'll go off of Conklin and off the catcher to the backstop, and he'll take first base. That puts runners at first and second. Now that Colt 45ers have something going here, we're not quite sure what just yet, but there's runners at first and second with two outs now. See if they can get a two-out rally going.
Yeah, another lefty here in the bat in the lineup, which obviously last weekend we saw a lot of, and we have so far this season, a lot of left-handed batters here for the Colt 45s, usually through the heart of the lineup. It's going to be Braden Chiarito, who's manning right field on the defensive side of things. He is the leading run here, and if he can get at least knock a run in and try to even up this score to the best of his ability.
First pitch to him. Misses for ball one. It was over but high. Now the 1-0 to the lefty. Misses again for ball two.
Yeah, and the last thing Atlee wants to do here is load the bases for Tyler Jones and give an opportunity for a big two-out rally to come about. Obviously, you're up to a 2-0 lead off two solo home run shots in the first inning. That's something you'd love to see.
The Colt 45s haven't hit a home run, and I mean, it seems like forever, but again, Tiger Field can be a launch pad sometimes. It's the perfect weather tonight, although there's no wind pushing out.
Absolutely.
So this next one misses upstairs.
Now you know Chiarito is just waiting for that walk. If he can, just buy his time and let Jones go up there and try to put something in play and bring one, maybe even two runs across to tie this game up.
Yeah, even though you don't necessarily want that free pass, it's still a free 90 feet, and that
right.
pushes both runners up 90 feet, so why not? Fill some space and get things going. Here's a 3-0. This is inside, and a four-pitch walk issued. Now we'll load the bases for Tyler Jones, the catcher, who got some burn in last night's contest as a pinch hitter in the seventh inning. Ended up grounding out on the 1-4-3 off the pitcher's glove, carrying with the second baseman to the first baseman. The pitching coach for the West Coast Kings comes out to the mound to chat things over with his whole infield.
Yeah, just a quick early conversation here. Obviously, just the simple stuff, trying to buy some time, calm him down a little bit. But anything in play here, tag the bat closest to you, obviously. With two outs, doesn't matter where the play's at, just get someone out. I'm sure he's trying to say, just buy his pitch some time. Call me, believes in him, give him some confidence here. Umpire joins in, too. Why not?
Yeah. Not even breaking it up, he's just chatting it up with him as well.
There you go.
And, yeah, force it every base with the bases loaded, so just get up, get the ball and make your way to wherever you need to.
There you go, we got the third base coach right now for Colt 45s. Words of encouragement, maybe some tactical strategy for Jones as he enters the box here. Bases loaded, two outs away in a 2-0 ball game.
Just see what he can do. We just push the ball into play somewhere.
Right.
Somewhere, anywhere.
Yeah, if he puts it in play, it's a good chance the run comes across to score.
There's the first pitch from the righty to the right-hand hitting Jones. Fastball right down Broadway for a called strike one.
Yeah, great pitch of confidence there from Atlee. Looking just to stand his ground here and make Jones earn this one for sure.
And the infield playing behind the runners. Here's the 0-1 delivery. This is just a bit low.
Yeah, it's a good pull back there by Jones. Looked like he was going to swing for that one for a minute, but last second decides to hold. Not enough to buy the check swing, even up the count there.
Now it's one ball and one strike. Here's the 1-1 delivery. Swing and a miss. Blew the heater by him. And it looked like Jones was looking for something different. Was way out in front. Way behind, rather. Not way out in front. I just realized it completely crossed my wires there and flipped everything. Wide stance for the righty. But even in that right-hand batter's box, the 1-2. Breaking ball misses wide. Count moves to two balls and two strikes. Two and two with two outs. and runners at first, second, and third. The bases are loaded. There's ducks on the pond. The 2-2. Swing! Splew it by him, and the side is retired. There's a Colt 45. Leave him loaded. We head to two. The top of the second inning, rather, here on KCNR Shasta Redding. It's 2-0 after one complete. The West Coast Kings lead Colt 45.
Redding area, stay cool this summer with Redding Heating and Air. Fast AC repairs and installations by local experts with over 20 years of experience. Visit RedingHeatingandAir.com or call 530-223-1332 today. That's 530-223-1332.
Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air. Learn more at RedingHeatingAir.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Inning here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. Jacob Green here with you, joined by Spencer Schlange. Let's take you the rest of the way through the second inning here, Spencer.
Thank you, Jacob. Yeah, top of two here. 45 looking for their second bit of work, along with Chase Phillips there on the mound. Two up, it's the heart of the lineup, or towards the backside, is Davis Minton for these West Coast Kings. Davis Minton followed by Ray Priest. And in the hole right now is Tyrus Vogt. And shall the inning continue, will be the bottom lineup. Zach Aldamura. Yeah, 2-0 ball game off those two home run shots, back-to-back pitches coming from E.J. Cord and Miles Clayton. First into deep left, second into deep right, and out of the park. Here's the pitch from Chase Phillips called strike there, painting the corners on Minton. And that's a good way to start here, top of the second. Phillips, again, a lot of power behind his pitches, but that's what happens if someone gets a hold of him. They go far.
Yeah, and you see right-hand batters, he grounds it up the middle and through for a base hit. Get that wide-open stance for the righty, and pull hitter characteristics, to say the least, and then drives it up the middle where no one was.
Yeah, great hit there. Phillips had to kind of hop out of the way. It took a weird skip off the mound and caroms through, right, pretty much bouncing right over the second base bag and into the outfield. Parker does a good job getting it in quickly. Not really any threat for a double there, but nice contact swing by Minton, and runner on base early here for the Kings. As showing bunt there was Ray Priest, but pulls back and is called ball. Won't be surprised if a bunt here, as long as it doesn't turn into some sort of double play. Just get a runner in scoring position at the expense of an out and when there's zero outs away.
And with Priest's speed, as he shows bunt again on the 1-0, doesn't get it down. Pulls back, it's called for ball two, missed low and away on the right-hand hitter. He's bunting toward first as a right-hand batter, trying to draw the first baseman down the line to where Colt 45s really have to adjust and make a great play, especially with the middle infielder shaded up the middle. So just try and catch the defense out of whack, see if he can get a board to first base and not even be a sacrifice. So he bunts this one off the foot of the catcher.
And that'll be strike one, obviously fouled off the foot of Jones. And dig it back in will be Phillips, get a new ball. And here we got the 2-1 count in favor of Priest. Runner on first, zero outs away here in the top of the second. Showing bunt again. He'll lay this one off. It's going to be foul again. Just can't quite make the right contact to get it down. And Minton dancing off the bag there, ready to go. But Priest yet to get one in play. 2-2 count. And now Chase Phillips looking for the strikeout. Wouldn't be surprised if he went swing away now as well, Priest.
Yeah, and last night we saw someone actually strike out on a bunt. So we'll see what happens here. He'll be swinging away likely with two strikes. Pickoff move back to first, not in time. Diving back head first was Minton.
Yeah, good patience there, good awareness. Phillips now. Two strikeouts to his name, but also allowed two runs to come across via the long shot, as this one's going to miss just inside and fill up the count.
Yeah, I thought that was strike three. That was called a strike earlier. Same pitch.
Absolutely.
Same location.
Close one for sure.
And anything close, Priest is going to have to protect and foul it off.
Here's the full count. Runner going, and it's going to be a walk regardless. He will get there. Runner on first, runner on second now. Zero outs away. And Chase Phillips loses that extended battle there. Now you expect nothing but a bunt.
Yeah, that was great stuff from Priest in that at-bat. Tyrus Vogt to the plate, now right-hand batter.
Oh, his first at-bat on the night, obviously batting eighth. Runs at first and second, a chance to do some damage here. Phillips now looking for the strikeout again. Showing punt, pops straight up into the air, and grabbed by Tyler Jones. He's able to hold both runners on, and that is a great heads-up play, not the best placement for a bunt, just popping it up. Tyler Jones, great job getting that mask off, making the play.
And when you bunt like that, you basically want to catch the ball with the barrel head, essentially, is what you're trying to
right.
do. And you're also kind of swiping the bat down at about a 45-degree angle almost, trying to catch it off the bottom of the barrel, and in that case, just was too quick with it, ends up going off the top of the barrel, judged the pitch incorrectly, and next thing you know, gets popped up.
It's not that nice having an analyst like you in the booth, Jacob, I will say.
When I can hop away from the play-by-play, it's a little bit easier to do, I will say that.
Absolutely, as this one taken in near the hands from Altamira for ball one. One out away, runners on first and second here. His first at-bat on the night, obviously. And another lefty.
My goal is to know enough baseball to be able to coach my kids one day.
There
so.
You go.
Check swing, doesn't matter. Call it a strike right down Broadway. Sorry, I forgot I wasn't doing play-by-play.
No worries. There you go. Even up the count of 1-1, we'll leave it. We'll leave you with a few more innings tonight. But for now, you can enlighten us all with some baseball knowledge. Here's the 1-1 swing and a miss there from Altamura. And that'll bring the count to 1-2.
Well, even right here with one out, and you'll see a third baseman with a right-hand hitter. He's pulled toward the bag a little bit because if he gets the ball right to him toward the bag, he's going to keep carrying his weight that way, tap the bag, get the lead runner, throw to first. There's that third base knowledge for you.
There you go.
If I'm in the third baseman's shoes, that's what I'm looking to do. You don't want to throw it around the horn unless you have to.
I would agree. The more times you have to throw to someone else, the more chances of an error, I would say.
Yeah, and it's like soccer. More passes,
right.
More turnover chances. Same thing, just a different font.
2-2 count here as that one misses from Phillips. Strikeout here would be huge. Keep runners for advancing. He will check the pickoff. It's going to bounce off the helmet, I believe.
Yeah.
Of Davis Minton.
Somewhere on the upper body, shoulder. It looks like the shoulder. He kind of like tugged at his jersey after. And it wasn't the strongest of throws.
Right.
Still, baseball hitting you in any regard, not the most comfortable.
Yeah. Here's the 2-2. Swung on third base line. Looking to make the tag, he will tag his bag and just leave it at that. It's a fielder's choice, which will let Altamura reach first, and Priest will move to second, but out there, transferring from second, third is Minton via the force out by third baseman.
Yeah, and that's where, again, Caballero, that ball was hit just barely to the left of him. If he was going to, he had to charge it, obviously, playing a couple steps back of the bag. It wasn't even with it. About 7 feet off the bag, probably. Charged it, but instead of going around from the left to the right toward the third base side, it just charged straight at it toward the right field side, decided to gather, and instead of tagging out the lead runner and throwing to first, just ran to the bag, beat the runner there, and then decided to eat it, not make the throw to first, and what could have definitely been an error in some regard, whether it's dropped by the first baseman or something like that, as it's an 0-1 count on the left hand hitting John Bullock in the top of the order for the West Coast Kings.
Right, yeah, again, as Phillips digs in. Big swing and a miss for strike number two. Obviously different personnel on the bags now as Altamira did reach first safe and Priest moved over to second. But regardless, that's the equivalent of a strikeout, what just happened there. Two outs down, no one moving through, just gaining an out, which is exactly what Phillips in this Colt 45's infield was looking to do. Here's the 0-2, misses high. Good snag by Jones there, keeping runners from advancing. It'll be a 1-2 count here at the top of the lineup, Bullock.
Yeah, when you're in a situation like this, you want unproductive outs.
Right.
If you're the Colt 45s, that's what they just got right there. When there's runners on first and second and you're a right-hand batter, you're still trying to hit it to the other side of the infield and not up the middle. You're trying to not swing for the fences every single time.
1-2 from Phillips, swung on back, straight towards the net and towards us a little bit. Jacob let a hand out there.
Just barely. I was hoping the netting was just broken, you know.
There you go.
Get a baseball. If I catch a baseball barehanded, I will do a backflip.
Really?
I can't do backflips.
So. Just making sure we're on the same page there. Regardless, Phillips here. Runners up first and second. Here's the 1-2. Just kind of poked at it. It's going to find some grass. Heading home. Sennheiser with the throw on it. Does safe. He is called safe. Just misses. Great effort from both the Tylers, from Sennheiser to Jones. But coming around to score on the missed tag is Minton, or Priest, rather, and that will bring the score to 3-0.
Yeah, Priest rounding second. He hit the bag at third, and Sennheiser was in shallow left field. Had to put some mustard on it. On a line shot, got it to Jones in time. Jones had to make a play, dove to his left, but somehow Ray Priest, diving in head first with the left hand, was able to get to it in time, and I'm not sure exactly how or why, but one way or another, in safely was Priest.
Yeah, very close play. Obviously, not quite on the plate, but Jones had to make a little transfer. He makes a great grab and a great effort to make the tag, but sliding in was Priest, as mentioned. A tough call for the umpire to make. I don't even think I could form an opinion on if it was the right one or not there. That's how close it was, in my opinion. E.J. Cord now up to bat. Runners on first and on second. And we know what he did last time he was up to bat.
Yeah, that was... I mean, you have to go to replay on it, and we don't have that ability here,
right,
unfortunately. But it's an RBI single for Bullock, nonetheless.
Yeah, we got a 1-1 count here. Two outs away. Runners on first and second in a 3-0 ball game favored by the West Coast Kings. Swing and a miss, and that will bring the count to 1-2. And another chance here. Playing the long game is Chase Phillips, looking to get the punch out here and retire the side with limited damage. As E.J. Cord, of course, would want nothing more than taking the yard again. Swung on here down the third base line. Great play there. KB in front of him. He will make the force out the third baseman again. Caballero with a great play. That is multiple 5 unassisted fielder's choices that will retire the side. So the West Coast Kings strand 2, but score 1 as they lead 3-0 as we head into the bottom of the second inning.
Here on KCNR, Shasta Redding. When you need help fast, Redding Heating and Air delivers 24/7 emergency service. Trusted local HVAC pros right here in Redding. Call 530-223-1332 today. That's 530-223-1332.
Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air. Learn more at reddingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Carrie Crancy, CEO of the Community Foundation of Venora State, and we are so grateful for the partnership of the Redding Rancheria over 20 years and counting.
Hi, I'm Jenna Berry with Raising Shasta. We love partnering with the Rancheria. They've been a huge supporter of us for years in so many ways. You know, they help us with our fundraisers, and especially when we come to planting pinwheels.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Jacob Green here with you. Tyler Sennheiser, first pitch swinging, skies it into center field, and where it's caught for out number 1 by Teo Thompson, and now the right-hand hitting Lucas Pettingill up to the plate. Here in a 3-0 bottom of the second inning to take you the rest of the way. Here's Spencer's. This first pitch misses a little bit low.
Thank you, Jacob. There you go. Did all the work for me on the bring back. I appreciate that, of course. Yeah, as Jacob mentioned, Pettingill up here, batting eighth, and then following is second baseman. A lot of times you see him at short, but Mark Anthony Carroll on deck here, and followed by the top lineup in D'Amico Parker. Shall the inning continue as Pettingill watches another one for a little outside for ball two. It's 2-0 count here. One out away in a 3-0 ball game. Colt 45 is looking to get on the board and dig into this lead a little bit. As Pettingill now in the 3-0 count, opportunity for a 4-pitch walk. Just stay patient here, I'd assume. And, yeah, get some more traffic on the bases as, unfortunately, in the bottom of the first, Colt 45's, as Paul Strike will stay alive here. 3-1 count here. Atlee looking to work it back. Yeah, bases loaded. Stranded all three runners. To do a good punch out by Atlee as this one swung on towards the first base line. Little slow dribbler, but it is going to make its way. It's going to be the three unassisted for the out number two. And good play there by first baseman. That'll be John Bullock, the leadoff for the West Coast Kings, making his first play of the night down the first base line.
Yeah, and a great job just gathering the baseball. And then there was no one at the first base bag initially in the foot race there between the pitcher Atlee and the batter Pettingill as the right hand hitting Carroll to the plate. Watches the first one catch the outside edge for strike one, an 0-1 count on the right-hand hitting second baseman tonight. And thought initially he wasn't going to get there in time, but then some quick feet from Bullock. This one's fouled back to the screen for strike two quickly in an 0-2 hole is Carroll. The shadows have started to cover pretty much about 80% of the field. There's some spots of sun out in right field and then in deep center field. But other than that, shadows covering pretty much all of the field now.
Yeah, making quick work is the West Coast Kings, as this one's going to get hit up to second baseman, looking for the 4-3 putout, and that is 3 up, 3 down, just like that. About a 90-second, 5-pitch inning there. Maybe a few more pitches than that, but that will be quick work in the bottom of the second here. Score remains 3-0 as we head to the top of the third.
Reading, stay cool this summer with Reading Heating and Air. Fast AC repairs and installations by local experts with over 20 years of experience. Visit readingheatingandair.com or call 530-223-1332.
Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air. Learn more at readingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Welcome back, everyone, here to the top of the third inning. It's Chase Phillips facing off against the heart of the order in Clayton, Miyamoto, and Thompson for the West Coast Kings. First pitch to the lefty, swing and a miss for strike one, blew the heater by him. And to take it the rest of the way through this third inning, here's Spencer.
Thank you, Jacob. Yeah, I love the confidence so far from Chase Phillips, obviously. A couple punchies in the first inning, but also a couple home runs allowed. One against Miyamoto here, who is going to swing this one into deep right field. Chiarito is able to make the grab. A nice play as he will fly out on the second pitch. Rather, that was Clayton, not Miyamoto. Miyamoto is due up now. My mistake.
And still, that ball was tattooed. It was just on a line.
Absolutely.
And a sinking line drive nonetheless, but handled by Chiarito out there in right field.
Right. At first, it's a deep right field, but more shallow right field. Chiarito makes a great job just pursuing that ball. As Jacob mentioned, it died pretty quick. Now due up, Wyatt Miyamoto, the designated hitter. Struck out in the first, but looking to do some damage here with the bases empty. 3-0 lead here for the West Coast Kings, looking to clinch the series victory here tonight with a win, as they won last night with a score 7-1. As this one gets fouled back, and leaving up the count just off the top of the net here, behind us, keeping this fan safe. Even the count 1-1. Miyamoto digs back in. Phillips with the confidence still, throwing the heater, deals it again, it's going to go up to shortstop. It's going to be a big throw. He might make the play, an incredible play. What a 6-3 put out there by shortstop Preston Conklin. The first time I've seen him play there so far. Just my third game calling it, of course. I'm on third base at the hot corner last weekend. But an incredible play and an incredible arm. One you'd see from a third baseman, I'd argue.
As a former third baseman, I love the love for
there
the hot corner.
KCNR,
and
Chester Redding.
Third baseman make plays, so do shortstops, keeping the 5-6 hole right there. And even right here on KCNR, Chester Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM online at KCNRradio.com. Jacob Green and Spencer Schlange here with you. It's great to have you with us for the Saturday night edition of Colt 45's baseball as the left-hand hitting Teo Thompson to the plate now. And, yeah, just a great play on the backhand from the deep shortstop 5-6 hole. I mean, and what a stretch at the other end by Ayers. Got to give love to the first baseman. Again,
absolutely.
As a third baseman and an infielder in all regard, the amount of first baseman you see making just crazy plays on the other end that are responsible for those highlight reel tapes.
Absolutely, as this pitch is going to miss just outside. It's going to bring the ball, or the count to 2 balls and 1 strike. As Thompson, Teo Thompson, struck out in his first at-bat as well. But fouls one off. To start off, and I'll foul this one off to a similar spot. It'll avoid the net this time and go over towards the garden. And it will even the count 2-2 down that third baseline there, fouled off towards Colt 45's residential area, rather, for their entire roster. 2-2 count here, 0-1, two outs away. Pitch just misses inside, right on the arms of Thompson. It'll fill the count here for, I believe, the third time. Second time, rather, for Chase Phillips in this Colt 45's defense. Phillips kicks and deals the payoff. It's going to foul right over our heads with some high octane and skip right back. And Jacob's keeping an eye on that one, I'm sure.
If I had a ladder with me, I could have climbed up and got it.
There you go. I know. That thing was moving pretty fast.
Yeah, I
said, clear the net by just about 7 or 8 feet and didn't go much higher after that. Here's another payoff. Bottom! How about that? I think good frame job there by Tyler Jones. 3 up, 3 down regardless, and the score will remain 3-0 as a couple of quick innings has made their way through, and we head to the bottom of the third, 3-0 in favor of the West Coast Kings.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Redding Heating and Air, and Redding, if you want to stay cool this summer or all year long, Redding Heating and Air, give them a call at 530-223-1332. Fast AC repairs and installations by local experts with over 20 years of experience. Visit RedingHeatingandAir.com or call 530-223-1332.
Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air. Learn more at RedingHeatingAir.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Third inning here, and the top of the order, Nico Parker leading things off, of with followed up by Timmy Ayers and then Nicholas Camarillo. And to take the rest of the way through, it's the bottom of the third in a 3-0 ball game that the West Coast Kings lead. Here's Spencer Schlange.
Thank you, Jacob. Yeah, a couple, three in, three out, three up, three down. You know how it is with the West Coast Kings and the Colt 45s here, coming in the bottom of the second, top of the third. Now in the bottom of the third, just the second at bat, this one's going to be called strike. For strike number one,
yeah,
on DeNico Parker.
Again, some quick innings, and of course you're on the play-by-play when that happens. It's just what seems to be the case. But also we got David Wiley back in the studio engineering things for us. Usually give him his flowers at the end of the show, but Faraday's doing such a great job already. Why not give him them now?
There you go. Why not? Men deserve flowers too. There you go.
And you know, gotta give the love to the producer back in the studio mid-show as well. As this one's got back the Backstop 1 and 2, and then most people don't know, but he's doing all that music and stuff that are the ins and outs from breaks and stuff, so he does a great job with that. And we get to hear all the music before it's played. We get to hear it queued up, so we get to be hyped for what's about to come. We've had some great music over the years, now in our third season together.
And here's the 1-2. Big swing and a miss, and that is going to be a strikeout for D'Amico Parker. Well, you don't see too often, but he has gotten 0-2 so far. And just like I mentioned, the quicker the innings go, the less at-bats these batters get. So just two attempts and 0-2 so far for D'Amico Parker, the leadoff. A little bit uncharacteristic, but sometimes that's how it goes, you know. And Drew Atley has done a great job keeping these Colt 45s off the bases for the most part so far.
Yeah, he's done a great job, and there's been a couple of goose eggs up there now for the Colt 45s, which is rare. But those middle innings, as this one skied up back toward the crowd here on the third base side and toward the Sandlot band, but just beyond him and off a hop. No fan that would make a play on it. And yeah, David Wiley again back in the studio engineering things for us. Does a great job of it. Again, we usually wait till the end of the show, but, you know, why not? Why not give him some love now?
Absolutely.
You know? So if you enjoy the Colt 45 games as much as we do and enjoy calling them, and we get a bunch of compliments all the time, but couldn't do it without our producers back in the studio, David Wiley, and then also Alex Parker has done a little bit this year as well.
Yeah, Timmy Ayers now, who worked a walk but was stranded on third in the first inning, watches the pitch go inside to even up the count after fouling one back and past that third base, over the third base dugout, relatively in line with it. And Jude Atley with a couple punch-outs, two strikeouts swinging so far on the night in this early game, as this one's going to miss just a little bit inside, stepping out of the way as Ayers. He'll bring the count to 2-1. As now just about 95% of this ball field shaded. Just the wall is a couple sun peeking through the trees and hitting some of the sponsors back there in right field and deep centers. This one's fouled back again. It up near the hands, fouled back. It'll even up the count 2-2. There's now taking back in the left-handed hitter. Looking for his first. On-base reach via swinging the bat here. As the 2-2 will get swung on down third base line, and they are going to say foul. Really close, almost beat that third base and stayed fair. He probably would have gotten at least a second there. Great contact there by Ayers, the lefty, hitting opposite end. But does not stay fair long enough for him. Digging back in, it'll be Jude Atley on the 2-2 count against Timmy Ayers. One out away here in a 3-0 ball game in the bottom of three that the Colt 45s trail.
Saturday night edition. This for the Saturday night edition.
2-2 count. Ayers kicks and deals. It's going to... Wow, Timmy Ayers is going to wear that one right off the shoulder. It's going to be a hit by pitch. And he is headed to first here. Or no, they're going to say he... Looks like they're going to say that he actually interfered and that was heading towards the strike zone, or he put his shoulder out there. And Ayers is going to ask about it, and they're going to say no. And Coach Bob Anderson is going to come out and have a word with the home plate umpire here. And even Ayers and both the catcher for the West Coast Kings talking about it. Ayers trying to figure out where he went wrong. I think the umpire says that he kind of tucked his shoulder in towards the plate to wear that one and get a free base. And they say it will stay here. And he will put the gear back on and he will dig in again, looking to go in now. Jude Atley, the pitcher, has something to say. The umpire, I think he's maybe arguing that that was going to be a strike. But regardless, it looks like we're just going to do that pitch over again, and this is the type of stuff that happens when our guy Jacob Green is away at the bathroom, unfortunately. A hit-by-pitch called off by the home plate umpire, and now he's going to come out and have a talk with the first base umpire. Timmy Ayers wears a 2-2 pitch on the shoulder, and as he's taking his gear off to take first base, home plate umpire says, no, stay there. And my only guess is that maybe he interfered with the strike zone, putting his shoulder in, but still a little bit of confusion here at Tiger Field, which is normal.
Yeah, I was going to say, you get some oddities here. It's a different brand of baseball being played. So it might have been the fact that he leaned into it.
Yeah, that was my guess. Don't know what else it could have been, to be honest. He wore that one right on the shoulder. And it did look like it didn't look like a wild pitch at all. It looked like he was kind of digging in. But hard to say. And Bob Anderson a little confused as well. And it looks like we're just going to do that pitch over again like it never happened. But to Timmy Ayers in that right shoulder, I'm sure it did happen.
I mean, you would assume so. After,
right,
yeah.
Feel great. We're up for the 2-2 as the lights turn on here. And I think that's going to fill the count.
Oh, so it was a full count, so they just didn't correct the scoreboard.
So it's going to be a walk regardless after all of that. Not a hit by pitch, but a walk, and Timmy Ayers will reach via the walk for the second time today.
So they either called that it didn't actually get him, but, you know, if it actually plunked him, it actually plunked him.
Yeah, it was
so,
probably one of the more obvious plunks I've seen in my time calling games out here with you.
In this case, it might have been the fact that he leaned into it on his approach, and some players have that lean-down approach as they get to the baseball and start that swing. This might have been one of those cases, and lots of fans jawing and jeering toward the field in general. And there's been some vocal fans tonight, which is kind of fun. Is we have an attendance of about 170 or so, probably. Just a moderately full crowd here. Nowhere near the capacity that we get on 4th of July, where it's pretty much standing room only. But still a good crowd nonetheless.
Yeah.
Not sure what exactly the call on the field was.
Yeah, again, we apologize for the confusion, but that is kind of the vibe here for everyone, including the players, I'm pretty sure. So I don't think we're missing too many steps here. Unfortunately, we do not have a hot mic for this home plate umpire where we can hear what he has to say or can't walk up to the camera and make some calls like we get sometimes at those Sips University basketball games.
Yeah. And even Kyle Gross, the manager, was sitting there for a long time talking with the home plate umpire.
Right.
Just kind of, you know, chopping it up. Gaining some information, some insight to what exactly transpired. And now, after the long wait, it will be Nicholas Caballero to the box with the runner on first being held on by the first baseman Bullock. That's Timmy Ayers.
Yeah, perfect. As this pitch is going to be called ball just a little bit high, as Vogt gloves that one to keep any runners from advancing. Be a 1-0 count here. So regardless, one out away, runner on first in the bottom of the third. Timmy Ayers is standing on first, and Caballero up. In a game that the Colt 45s trail 3-0, his back pick attempt is unsuccessful, but keeping Ayers on first, maybe less aggressive of a leadoff after that pickoff attempt from Atlee.
Yeah, just keeping him honest.
Right.
You know, get him close.
Checks him again there. No throw made, which checks the shoulder. Here's the 1-0, swung on hard, and that will even up the count 1-1. Couldn't quite make contact, Caballero, but if he did, I'd say that was going to be a base hit. Obviously depends on where he hit the ball there, but he swung hard enough to let that hurt, that's for sure.
Yeah, I gotta throw the lumber at it.
For
sure. See what happens.
Again, in the midst of all that confusion as he swings on this one, but it's gonna kick back and taking second on the wild pitch is going to be Ayers. But it was swung on regardless, so it's gonna be a 1-2 count here for Caballero called strike, but down low in the dirt, but not able to make a grab on it. So making his way to second will be Ayers. Runner in scoring position for the second, or the third time today, rather, for the Colt 45s. But zero runs across as of yet. But kind of gets rid of the double play, barring a really strong play by the West Coast Kings, also with a little bit of luck.
Anything shot on the line, you have to stay close to second.
Here's the 2-0. Swung on hard into shallow right field, and runner's going to hold on third, and that is a great throw in from right fielder. Runners will stay on the corners as a great looking single there from Caballero, but Miles Clayton able to pursue that ball and fling it in to the catcher. Didn't have to move but a couple feet forward just to make a grab on the ball, and a great call there by third base coach for the Colt 45s, holding Ayers on third as he took a big round and probably ran a third of the way home before deciding to pump the brakes and head back. That was great offense and great defense combined.
Yeah, John Downey, the third base coach, as the catcher relays some defensive signs. They're going to stay pinched up the middle on the middle infielders of Altamira, the shortstop, and toward the second baseman, through the stop sign up, and when you're the third base coach, you can't be even with the bag. You have to get down the baseline quick so that when the player rounds third, they see what sign you're throwing up in case you need to throw that sign up
right late,
because it all depends who's a pickup team toward first, not in time, diving back with the right hand to the back of the bag is Caballero. And with it, he shot on a line into the outfield for a clean base hit. It got there quickly to the outfielder who played it back again, quickly, so you don't have as much time to get from second to home. And that's where the case of the third base coach, John Downey, doing a great job of throwing that stop sign up at the last possible second just to make sure, you know, no unfortunate outs are to be had.
Right. Yeah, well said. Another thing I didn't even think about, you got to stand off that bag because if they're rounding, they might not be picking their head up to see what's going on. They're just hearing go or stay. As here's a 1-0, it's going to be called strike and even up the count 1-1. Runners on the corners, one out away in a 3-0 ball game where Colt 45 is looking to make their first bit of noise here tonight.
Yeah, that's a case of even here with runners at first and second and one out in a 3-0 ball game. You have to watch for the double steal,
right,
which is why the Caballero is dancing off the bag over there at first. Here's a line shot foul toward the pin out there where one of the arms warming up, getting loose out there. Almost had to make a late dodge to it. But as much as players position themselves depending on the play, so do umpires, so do first and third base coaches. So
there you go.
That's all part of the ins and outs of the game that some people just don't know about. And that's the beauty
Absolutely.
Of baseball, the positioning. And you see that in soccer as well. There's so much happening at once that it looks like nothing's happening at the same time.
Right. And not to mention that single there into right field by Caballero, as this one's going to be a hit-by-pitch, if I'm not mistaken, and load the bases here.
And I think it wore it on the hand, right on the... He might have gone around on the swing or fouled it off. Might have got a piece of the bat. Not sure exactly.
Gears coming off like he's...
Yeah,
no call for first base there.
Yeah, and it's that right hand. It was in the batting glove, but it's
now
that case of
like,
shake it off and...
Yeah.
Hopefully he's all right, but that is the throwing hand. And he's gonna go for a little walk and just kind of flex it around. Like some sort of a stinger, but got on the back of his hand, and the umpire with a look, I guess, to make sure he actually got him. Not quite sure. And if it made contact with the bat at the same time, that is, in fact, a foul ball. But doesn't look like that's the case, and he might be taken out of this game. I'm not sure. That's not – when you get hit on the hand like that, that's not something you mess with, especially for a baseball player. Your hands, obviously, are – every bit of importance as your feet are.
Absolutely.
All those extremities. You've got to be able to throw a baseball and grip it correctly, grip it hard.
And the glove's coming back on. Looks like he might try to play through this.
Yeah, and it might also be the case of throw the batting glove back on. Now they're going to, the umpires are having a little conversation
right.
just to make sure he actually got hit and it didn't hit the bat at all. Not whether or not he got hit, but whether or not it hit the bat and him at the same time. As, man, in your play-by-play innings, there's been some debacles already.
Yeah, to say the least. I don't know if... I don't use the word debacle much, but this is the debacleist, I feel like.
The debacleist. Let's write
that
one down. Yeah, and that might have been the case. So we'll see if the at-bat is extended or if he gets first base granted to him. Those umpires, that trio out there, the trio of blues,
and
still chatting
thing
over.
That's a little unusual from this series and from this ball game so far. Caballero on first right now. The first hit for the Colt 45 is coming in the bottom of the third, about 12 batters in. So the 12th attempt, first hit, which is not incredible. It's not bad, but it's just not accustomed to what we're used to from this Colt 45 team, who usually has very hot offense, especially early on.
Yeah, and again, that's a case of just kind of throwing the bat head and the barrel at it
right.
and see what can happen, because after last night, you're doing all you can.
Yeah, and a nod to that West Coast pitcher as well, and Jude Atlee tonight. Obviously, last night they got the job done, and their defense as well. So it looks like he will take first.
Yeah, so he is granted the free 90 feet on the hit batsman.
So that will fill the bases for the second time, this time just one out away instead of two. And due up is going to be Braden Chiarito, right around the same spot of the lineup, bases loaded, and Tyler Jones had the opportunity in the first. This time it will be Braden Chiarito with Jones on deck, followed by Zanheiser in the hole, should the inning continue. So, bases loaded here, one out away. Just one hit for the Colt 45s, but a chance to take the lead off one swing of the bat here from Chiarito in a 3-0 ball game. Left-handed Chiarito digs in, who worked the walk, the four-pitch walk, mind you, in the bottom of the first. Here's the pitch from Atlee, fouled straight back to the screen, and that will bring count to 0-1.
Braden Chiarito, another left-handed bat here in this lineup.
Right.
And again, the base is loaded. The West Coast team's looking for two on the infield. Try and get a ground ball. They have the third baseman playing in with the bag at third.
Here's the pitch from Atlee. It's going to miss just a little high and outside. even up to count one apiece.
So even in this case, anything hit probably to the corners that's rather quick, they'll go home and get the lead runner, which you saw them do last night, just gun down the lead runner and save the run automatically.
Right. And here's Atlee with the 1-1. It's going to miss inside. No, called strike, and it will bring the count to 1-2. And that's why you usually take a second for the umpire's call, but it looked like Chiarito was getting all the way out of the way for that ball, but maybe just a closer stance to the plate in general, thinking that one caught the corners.
Yeah, I thought that was...
Here's Atlee, the 1-2, swung foul back again, and it will keep the count at 1-2. Going for a quick walk to Chiarito, as that one was a good cut by him, and it was just close to the hands there, I think, on that foul ball. It was hit backwards.
Yeah, just a little bit off on it.
Regardless, 1-2 count, one out away. Bases loaded in a 3-0 ball game. Colt 45 is looking to get their first runners across. Here's the 1-2. Low and inside. It'll bring the count to 2-2.
Yeah, and tried to get him with a breaking ball there. Get him swinging on his back foot, but no dice.
Bring the count level at 2-2. Atlee now looking for a strikeout. Unproductive out. Swung on hard. Big chopper to the first base line. It is going to be 3 unassisted, but a runner will come across to score, so it's a sacrifice ground out, if you will, there by Chiarito. And it will bring Ayers across to score, but Chiarito will be out regardless.
Yeah, the 3 unassisted moves everybody else up 90 feet, but at the cost of Chiarito's batting average, but he gets the RBI. Nonetheless, it's 3-1 now in the bottom of the third.
There you go, and runners will advance to second and third as well. So Tyler Jones, again, base is not loaded for him this time, but he does have an opportunity to get some runs across. Runners on second and third, two outs away in a 3-1 ball game that the Colt 45s just dug a little bit closer to.
Slowly chipping away. Now that tying runs in scoring position at second base for Tyler Jones, the catcher with that wide stance on the right-hand batter's box. First pitch swing, he fouls it back to the screen for strike one.
Yeah, great contact again. If he keeps that one in play, I'd have to assume with how deep this infield is playing, it would find some grass behind them still, and bring some runs in. But with two outs away, again, runners on second and third. Not available for a force out, unlike the bottom of the first, but still kind of pick your poison. Easiest plays at first, of course. Here's the 0-1. Watched go high by Jones, and they'll even up the count 1-1. And a few words coming to the third... The man on third base, rather, Nicholas Caballero from the third base coach for the Colt 45s. Atlee kicks and deals the 1-1, swung on by Jones, and it's going to be, looks like he just didn't quite find that one. Maybe foul tipped, but I believe he just missed that one. Hard to say.
Yeah, it might have been fouled in and out of the glove of the catcher boat. Not quite sure.
The 1-2 count, regardless. Yeah, maybe got a little piece of it, as boat couldn't hold on to that one. But again, opportunity for Atlee to retire the side of the punch out, and he will get him, and that is going to strand both Conklin and Caballero for the second time today. Jones striking out with runners in scoring position, a little bit unlucky, but regardless, Colt 45s dig into that lead a little bit. The score is 3-1 as we head to the top of the fourth.
Redding, stay cool this summer with Redding Heating and Air. Fast AC repairs and installations by local experts. With over 20 years of experience, visit Redding Heating and Air or call 530-223-1332.
Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air. Learn more at reddingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Tiger Field here in Redding, California, as we head into the top of the fourth inning. Your Redding Colt 45s trail the West Coast Kings 3-1. And to take you the rest of the way through this fourth inning is Jacob Green.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Spencer. We are getting back underway here in this top of the fourth inning. Chase Phillips still out there. I never even got to it, but the West Coast Kings with the gold tops, white bottoms. Here's this line shot toward left, but it's going to be foul. Home run distance just about, and it's onto the netting, but way foul and out of play. For strike one to Davis Minton. The West Coast Kings with the gold tops, the black lettering and the gray script across the front that says Coast. And then Colt 45's a white bottoms, yellow sleeve. The stops line shot toward Caballero at third. That's why they call it the hot corner. He nabs it for out number one here in the fourth.
Yeah, great play there by Caballero, just putting his glove down in the dirt and making the grab. And Jacob Green is loving that as the former third baseman, of course.
You love those hot shots towards you. And just to be completely transparent, my slow pitch league this past Tuesday, this one appealed to first on the swing. The answer is no. Line shot to my left at shortstop, up the middle on a couple of hops. Dove for it, couldn't get to it, which is just the nature of slow pitch softball,
right,
on turf especially. Dove for it, couldn't get to it. Here's one toward the shortstop, ranging to his left. Conklin handles the hop, gloves, quick throw to first, stretch at the other end by Ayers in time for the 6-3 put out. Quickly, two away.
Look at the throw there again by Conklin. Takes a weird hop. He's able to glove it, transfer it from his glove to his hand almost instantaneously, and make a high-octane throw.
And
that's so impressive, honestly.
Take notes at home.
There you go.
And, yeah, then I played third, and an absolute line shot for me at third on a hop. Went down to my left, somehow snuck underneath my glove, even though I tried to pin it with my whole body. Sometimes that's just the way it goes, the hot corner, and that is, again, representation of what can happen. Here's the 1-0 delivery from the righty. Misses low for ball two. And, for Conklin right there, great sound mechanics as
right,
a shortstop ranging to his left. That's why you stay in front of the ball. That's why you pin the ball to your glove rather than bring your glove to the ball, as this one goes all the way past the catcher toward the backstop. You want to slow that ball down. You don't want to just cut it off and stop it abruptly. You want to get soft hands are what keeps those errors from happening. Now two balls and no strikes. And now the three, I was going to catch him. It's a walk issued, I believe.
Yeah, I believe it was a four-pitch walk. Little bit of technical difficulties on the scoreboard there.
Yeah, double-check the scoreboard.
There you
scoreboard.
Go.
Oh, my goodness. Scoreboard, and then all of a sudden realized that was wrong, I was wrong, everything was wrong. So now the base runner aboard for the West Coast Kings. Phillips had retired the previous six. Here's a ground ball toward the third baseman. Caballero goes to second for one, and that's all he needs to be done with the inning. And the side is retired as Caballero goes the short way to end things here in the top of the fourth inning. It's 3-1 after 3.5 complete here at Tiger Field.
Redding area, stay cool this summer with Redding Heating and Air. Fast AC repairs and installations by local experts with over 20 years of experience. Visit reddingheatingandair.com or call 530-223-1332. That's 530-223-1332.
Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air.
Learn more at readingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back here to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Zanheiser to lead things off, and folks, I don't want to be a spoiler.
Hey, give him a five-second head start
in any regard, but if you're tuned into the NBA Finals,
mute real quick,
and don't tune in for about 30 more seconds. Swing and a miss from Tyler Zanheiser, chases the fastball away, and I'll let you turn off your radio, stop your streaming devices, but come back in less than in about 30 seconds for more Colt 45's baseball here tonight. But, folks, for the first time since 1999, the New York Knicks have won the NBA championship, and they are finals winners. They beat the San Antonio Spurs, and I'm not a Knicks fan by any regard. I'm a diehard Warriors fan, but to see the New York Knicks win a championship in my lifetime is something pretty special. Here's a 1-1 at the bottom of the zone at the knees for a called strike, too. Now a 1-2 count on the right-hand hitting Tyler Zanheiser, and I mean, it means so much for that city, for the fans. What a time to be a New York Knicks fan. That, I mean, the resurgence of everything that team has. A Zanheiser rung up on strikes. He's gone a-looking as this one somehow caught the southern hemisphere of the strike zone. Wow. And, yeah, I mean, it's completely unbelievable. They take down San Antonio in five games and did likely what nobody thought was even possible. The San Antonio Spurs, the alien is defeated in Wembanyama.
Wow. And a 16-2 playoff record. That is pretty incredible. That is almost unheard of.
To think of the teams that they just beat out in that regard.
Right.
The Bulls, the whole dynasty that the Bulls had, the whole dynasty that the Lakers had, the whole dynasty that the Warriors had, and they did better than all of them. And they just had their way with the East and then had their way with the San Antonio Spurs. This is the next pitch on the outside corner for a called strike two to Lucas Pettingill, tonight's designated hitter. And what a moment for the New York Knicks.
And I will say the last thing I'll say about it is this one misses low to bring the count to 1-2 and give me the opportunity to say something about it. As a NorCal resident for my entire life, Sacramento Kings fan, unfortunately, I like the Warriors too, but the Kings, this is the closest I'll get to witnessing the Kings win a championship. As former head coach of the Sacramento Kings, Mike Brown, just won a championship as the head coach for the New York Knicks, which is something you love to see, because again, if you're a Kings fan as well, you know what I know, and that is we're not getting out of the woods anytime soon.
I was going to say, as a Warriors fan, King's pretty much irrelevant to me, yeah. I will say. But Mike Brown, the fact that he won a chip, too, I was going to say that's what means a lot, too, is Mike Brown, former assistant coach of the Warriors and even coached the Warriors for some time, and this one's chopped toward the shortstop, Altamura. Gloves bobble dropped and safe at first is Lucas Pettingill on the hustle in the E6. He's aboard at first base. But Mike Brown under the helm of Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr had to leave the team for some time with some illness and a couple other things going on. Mike Brown stepped in his place and helped the Warriors have a very successful season that year. I don't remember if it was the year they won the chip, but I believe it was. If my memory proves correct, this was about within the last decade now, so it's getting farther and farther away. But to see Mike Brown win a championship on his own, just absolutely amazing, and especially with this Knicks team.
Yeah, it's something you love to see, too. Again, just the city of New York and how much they care about basketball is pretty awesome. I feel like we can leave it at that and get back to the 1245's baseball, but again, New York Knicks, NBA champions.
Yeah, Mark Anthony Carroll showing bunt, pulls it back, gets a piece of it. I think the back doesn't get a piece of it, pulls it back in time on the field of first. And just to touch on it real quick, to get back to it, been to New York a couple of times. The last time I was there, I sat outside of MSG, ate a bagel with some schmear, and that was one of the biggest moments of my life as an avid sports fan of all kinds.
I believe it.
That's just something not everybody gets to do, even though I was just outside of MSG, but MSG is one spectacular venue for a plethora of things, from music and any type of culture to just sports in general. Now a 1-2 count on Mark Anthony Carroll.
Yeah, runner on first. 3-1 to score in the bottom of four as the West Coast Kings lead.
And gone a looking goes Mark Anthony Carroll. Almost had swung on and missed, but gone a looking on the outside corner will bring up the top of the order in D'Amico Parker, as we cut off our
finals coverage here on Casey and R. Shasta Reading. So
you guys got that one for free, actually.
Yeah, tell all your coverage. Friends and family who didn't want the spoilers to tune back in now to Colt 45's baseball. This one's fouled off back toward the netting for strike one to Miko Parker. And unfortunately for the Knicks, they do win on the road, but, I mean, the partying in New York is going to continue for days,
absolutely,
for sure.
Absolutely. It would be a pretty cool experience, but maybe not the safest time to travel to New York.
Probably.
As just someone who doesn't really care about sports, if you were.
The 0-1 is a line shot to the right center gap. It's going to go all the way to the wall. Rounding second and heading for third is Pettingill. He's going to dig in at third. Wide turn of the bag. He's headed home. The throw-in is not going to be in time. And DeMeco Parker with a stand-up triple and a pose in front of the Colt 45 dugout. It's a 3-2 ball game here in the bottom of the fourth.
And how about that? Right when we're done talking about basketball, some fireworks from top of the order to DeMeco Parker. It was really only a matter of time. And I'm sure, I'm praying that the radio picked up on that crack of the bat there. He smoked that one out in the deep center field. It rolled all the way. And it was nothing but go flags, just round and around and around and around for Pettingill making his way home. And obviously that throw coming home, DeMeco Parker able to take a quick peek on his way to second and say, that throw's not coming towards me. Let me head to third real quick. And, you know, I don't know if he'll be up three more times, but that's the toughest one in the cycle. It's never too early to call.
I mean, you never know with this Colt 45 lineup.
Right.
Now there's still two gone here with a little bit of a late rally here in the inning, but Timmy Ayers takes inside for ball one. He's walked twice tonight. Hasn't put barrel to ball yet. But DeMeco Parker over there third, and anything hit to the infield that's misplayed or anything, just DeMeco Parker can score on if Ayers is able to beat it out from the left-hand batter's box as he takes a called strike one on the outside corner right at the knees.
Yeah, so now score just two for the Colt 45s and three for the West Coast Kings as Colts have scored two unanswered in back-to-back innings.
Swings at this one. It's fouled up and away over our heads and back toward the play area.
And that'll bring the count to 1-2 here in the bottom of four. And again, the punch out being Jude Atlee's favorite so far, as he's gotten five Ks to his name, three swinging, two looking, both in this inning. And that will be the third looking as he will strike out the lineup.
Yes. Strikes him out, all looking, three backward Ks on the scorecard, but the error comes around to score on the DeMeco Parker RBI single, and it's now a 3-2 ball game as DeMeco Parker is stranded over there 90 feet away at third base. It's 3-2 at the conclusion of four here from Tiger Field in Redding, California.
Redding area, stay cool this summer with Redding Heating and Air. Fast AC repairs and installations by local experts with over 20 years of experience. Visit RedingHeatingAndAir.com or call 530-223-1332. That's 530-223-1332.
Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air. Learn more at RedingHeatingAir.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
We're back here in the top of the fifth inning. The first pitch from Phillips is shot foul back toward the backstop for strike one. In a 3-2 ball game, Pettingill now pitching with a little bit less of a deficit. Here on KCNR, Shasta Redding. Left-hand batter up to the plate. It's the top of the order, and John Bullock will be followed up by Cord and Clayton. This one's line foul back toward the Colt 45 dugout. Look out and wake up. Inside of the dugout over there at strike two.
And again, Chase Phillips here, also a couple strikeouts to his name, just three of them, but all coming in the first inning, as this one's going to get fouled over the Colt 45's dugout again, right towards the bullpen, and it's going to bounce right next to the 10 out there, where they have a little bit of activity. Hard to say, looks like we got one guy in the bullpen warming up here, per usual. Here's the 0-2 again from Phillips, swung, no, didn't swing, sorry. And it'll be a 1-2 count, as this one's called ball, just a little bit outside. Here's the 1-2 from Phillips, misses just high, and that'll even up the count. Good patience there from Bullock.
Yeah, and Bullock with some solid plate discipline we saw last night and now tonight as well. Here's the 2-2. It's reached for, poked into center field, but D'Amico Parker will just be standing still. It's playable for him, and he'll squeeze it for out number one on the little flare lineout for out number one. Now E.J. Core to the plate, who homered his first time up and then reached technically in the scorebook on the fielder's choice back in the second inning, but it was on the third out that he reached base. Right-hand hitter with the even stance. The first pitch from the righty, Phillips, misses wide for ball one. One ball and no strikes, one out, nobody on. Here in a 3-2, top of the fifth inning, the West Coast Kings lead. The 1-0 waved at, got him to chase it down and away. Even the count up at one ball and one strike.
Yeah, strong looking swing there by Cord. I think when he swung at that one, he thought he had a brace, he had a couple going out. But unfortunately couldn't quite make contact there.
Just reaching for it. Here, reaches for this one. Grounded toward the second baseman. Takes a couple of odd hops. Gobbled up by Carroll. Throws the first in time for the 4-3 putout. Some fantastic footwork from Carroll, who had to jive left and right to stay in front of it as it was skirting around there with some odd spin on the infield grass.
Absolutely, yeah. Some great patience by him, too. He was obviously looking to get to that ball and make the play happen a little bit quicker, but it took a quick hop on the infield grass. And then took a hop on the fringe of the infield grass again, right up to his glove. And he had to be really patient there, all while still pursuing the ball and getting there to make the throw in time.
Now his first pitch misses wide for ball one. Yeah, and again, great stuff from Mark Anthony Carroll, who typically plays shortstop, but playing second base here and there as well. Does a great job of it. And that was one of those cases of, like you said, wanting to charge it and get to it as quick as possible, but had to kind of wait for it, handle the squibber, and somehow staying in front of him, made a snap throw to first. There's a 2-0 count on Miles Clayton, who's homered and lined out to right. Fouls this one back to the screen, a little bit out in front for strike one.
Yeah, and that play again by Carroll, just go back to it one more time. That's a reminder of coaches and professional athletes that I hear all the time on social media, and coaches I've had myself and teammates, just doing the small things great, you know, and doing the little things to perfection and perfecting the little things. Just things like that, a play that should be made, but just staying patient and staying calm and cool and collected, as this one's going to miss for ball three and bring the count to 3-1. But just doing the little things to the best of your ability, and once you perfect those little things, makes the tougher things a lot easier.
Yeah, do the small things correctly. Here's a 3-1. It's a line shot. If it's fair, it's going to be off the wall, but it's foul. Cuts away just barely, just a tad late on it. Was Clayton, as it goes toward the Colt 45 pen. Yeah, those small things, if you can refine the small things, keep doing those things great, all of a sudden the big things you become great in too. And it's not true. It's true not just for sports, but also everything else. Even broadcasting, this one's popped up, shallow left center field, playable for Zanizer. He'll settle underneath it. Call off Conklin and Parker for out number three, and the side is retired as the West Coast Kings go 1-2-3. We're halfway through our ball game tonight. After 4.5, it's 3-2. The West Coast Kings lead.
Rent the area, stay cool this summer with Redding Heating and Air. Fast AC repairs and installations by local experts with over 20 years of experience. Visit RedingHeatingAndAir.com or call 530-223-1332 today. That's 530-223-1332 today.
Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait.
at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air. Learn more at RedingHeatingAir.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions. Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air. Learn more at RedingHeatingAir.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Everyone, and welcome back. It's a 2-0 count on Caballero as he fouls this one off up the third baseline. Quick count, two balls and one strike. On the third baseman has been a little bit busy tonight. He's also grounded out and singled tonight. It's a 3-2 ball game here in the bottom half of the fifth inning here on KCNR. Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNRradio.com, rather. Thanks for joining us tonight here on your Saturday evening. I know we had to battle the finals for a spot in your evening, so very grateful to have you with us. Here's the 2-1 delivery to the right-handed in Caballero. Misses upstairs for ball three. Three balls and one strike. Even stance, very compact for Caballero. Here's a 3-1 delivery from the righty and misses. Fouled up the third baseline, rather. As there's also a new pitcher on in relief for the West Coast Kings. It's the righty. It's number 26, Davis Morris from Cuesta Colleges. Caballero skies one towards center. Giving chase is Thompson to the track. Looking up, he's going to short hop the wall. Plays it off the wall. Caballero dancing around second base. He's going to have to hold there with the wide turn. He drives it to the deepest part of the ballpark, but it comes up just short to the left of the 406 sign. As he leads off this bottom of the fifth inning with a double on the payoff pitch from Davis Morris. Great piece of hitting there. But just got a little underneath it, and a great job by Teo Thompson out there patrolling center field by laying back off of it, waiting to play the carom, because if he chased it down too hard, it was going to end up skipping past him. Now to the plate is the right-hand hitting Preston Conklin, who's been hit by a pitch twice tonight. Going bunt, gets it down, up the third baseline, a thing of beauty, it's a dead fish bunt, the throw by the pitcher, the first is in time! What a job by Davis Morris, the fielder's position, make a strong throw to first, and a stretch at the other end by Bullock, but it moves the runner over to third base, and the tying run is 90 feet away, with one out. On the sack bunt from Conklin. That will bring up Braden Chiarito, who's walked and grounded out to first base tonight. Left-hand hitter Chiarito digs in. Infield drawn in by the West Coast Kings with one out. First pitch misses low for ball one. Here's the 1-0 from the righty Morris in his first inning of work. It's popped up toward right. Should be playable for the righty, Clayton. Handling in front of the warning track, gets to it, playable for him, strong throw in, it's online, on a hop and not in time, in the standing up is Caballero, and Preston, Braden Chiarito rather, drives it deep into right field, and it's deep enough to get the sacrifice fly, and now all of a sudden it's a brand new ball game, we're all knotted up to three, in the half of the fifth inning. Now Tyler Jones at the plate, he's K'd twice, both times swinging. He'll step in. Now the base is empty with two outs. His first pitch for a call. Strike one. Now lays off this one off the outside edge. Keeping the count up at one ball and one strike. Now the 1-1 delivery from Morris. This is low and away for ball two. So two balls and one strike. With two outs and nobody on after the sacrifice fly from Chiarito. Hit it deep into right, and what a relay throw by Clayton. This one skied in the air toward first baseman back in foul territory, coming underneath it, over, drinking back, squeezes it behind his shoulder. What a grab by the first baseman Bullock, who initially overran it, had to angle back toward fair territory, and is able to squeeze it for the out, and the side is recovered, but the Colt 45 stretch one across, and we're all knotted up at one here after five complete. It's 3-3. The West Coast Kings and your Colt 45s are all tied up.
Cool the summer with Redding Heating and Air. Fast AC repairs and installations by local experts with over 20 years of experience. Visit RedingHeatingandAir.com or call 530-223-1332 today. That's 530-223-1332 today.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit RedingHeatingAir.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Well, it's the top of the sixth inning, and it's a brand-new ball game, folks. To take you the rest of the way through the sixth inning, here's Spencer Schlange.
Thanks, Jacob. Yeah, top of the sixth here, 3-3 in a knotted-up ball game that took its time getting to where it's at now. 3-3 after a hot 3-0 start from the West Coast Kings. Now leveled up 3-3 and still in his sixth inning of burn is going to be Chase Phillips on the mound here. 6'8", 220 pounds. Ready to do some more damage here. Got a few strikeouts all coming in the first inning, but looking to add to that tally here.
Yeah, that's not a pitcher out there on the mound. That is a tight end.
There you go. Tight end.
A big dude out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Tight end / offensive lineman.
Yeah, he's a hurler, dude.
Yeah. Designated hitter Wyatt Miyamoto, followed by Tio Thompson, and after that, in the hole is Davis Minton, through the heart of this lineup for the West Coast Kings, due up.
He can rear back and huck that rock. This one's fouled down the left field side.
Yeah, 0-1 count here. 3-3 here in the top of the sixth. Chase Phillips now again. Sat down all three batters, or three of the five batters face, obviously two hit homers off of him, but that just goes to show when he was starting early, if you make contact, it's going far with how hard he's throwing this ball. That exit velocity is called strike. We'll bring it to an 0-2 count. And since then, a little bit unlucky working the strikeouts, but only one run coming across since the first inning, so nothing too bad there.
Also, just want to say, shout out the staff here at Tiger Field. Great game day staff.
The 0-2's popped up toward the mound. Nobody can find it. Now the first baseman making his way up on the mound. What a catch by a first baseman out there coming in. Timmy Ayers, as the lights have taken full effect here at Tiger Field, but when it was skied up there like that, I just couldn't see it. It's, again, crepuscule out here.
Absolutely.
Just dusk all around, but some odd colors up there in the sky. It's just a baby blue, and that ball was just lost up there by the pitcher.
Yeah, and with how high that ball went, we couldn't tell if it was coming to us or if it was going into deep center field. We could not tell where that ball was headed. Obviously, that's a little bit of an exaggeration, but it sat in the air for a while as Teo Thompson will watch first pitch go by for ball one. Here's the 1-0 from Phillips, making quick work. 1-1 will even up the count. Not too much time in between pitches here for Phillips. He's still looking pretty good here in this sixth inning of work, as mentioned prior.
Yeah, just working quick, which you love to see the efficiency,
right,
the pacing. As there's some action out in the Colt 45's pen, but this one's bounced in there, blocked by the catcher Jones.
Yeah, just taking that one off the chest. Obviously, no runners on, but good practice. Always keep the ball in front of you, of course, and keeps the game moving again. Doesn't make the pitcher feel like they're out of their rhythm.
I was going to say, this one misses wide for ball three. Shout out the game day staff here. They supply us with food, with drinks. They run water up to us. Do a great job.
Yeah.
Great job all year long. Keeping us hydrated and everything else here. And makes our lives easier as this one's fouled off out of play over the third base side to fill the count up at 3-2, one out, and nobody on.
Yeah, and Tyler Jones there on that 3-1 after another pitch ball from Chase Phillips just kind of gets up and doesn't walk the ball out to Phillips, but just kind of stands up, tosses the ball back to him, and just gestures like, hey, just calm down, take your time a little bit. And we've seen that here. The full count swung on down the left field line. It looks like it's going to be foul, and it will be just a few feet foul. Close one. One that Zanheiser had a good jump on, but if that's fallen fair, no way he's able to make the grab on it. It would have been at least a base hit. So the payoff pitch will run again. 3-2 count. Again, Jones just having Phillips just settle down a little bit on that 3-1 count. Seems to have worked so far. Just seeing the communication. As this one's going to miss. Not miss low. It's going to be a strikeout. And a quick look over the shoulder for Teo Thompson. That is a couple now I feel like I've seen from Tyler Jones there behind the dish. Good framing. A little bit low, maybe. Obviously, I don't have the best seat in the house like that umpire does. But made it look like it was in the dead center in that strike zone. Whether the umpire was fooled by that or not. That is out number two regardless, and the fourth strikeout of the night. First one since the first for Phillips in this Colt 45's defense.
And Teo Jones knew it was strike three, but then just kind of with a look back as it happened, as McNiven will step in for Davis Minton. So McNiven for Minton here. McNiven last night got the start. Jimmy McNiven over there at the hot corner. Made a few nice plays. So Jimmy McNiven, right-hand batter, he'll dig into the box from that right side.
And watches ball one there. It'll bring the count to 1-0. Two outs away here in a 3-3 ball game in the top of six. McNiven, the right-handed batter. Swing and a miss, and that'll even up the count 1-1. And good fastball then there again by Chase Phillips, hitting the top corner, but not able to find it as McNiven just looking for something else. Phillips to 1-1. Gonna miss just high.
Phillips just working insanely quick.
Right. I think that was part of what Jones' plan was, just after that 3-1. Just, hey, slow down, we're not in a rush here. But Phillips seems to be in the zone just slightly. It's gonna be a called strike, bobbled by Jones, but no runner on, no big deal. Will actually go through the legs of McNiven before making his way back to Phillips. So it's 2-2 count here. Chance to go 3-up, 3-down for the third time in a row. Or for the second time in a row, 3 of 4 innings in a row, if he could sit out McNiven here. But that will fill up the count here. We got a payoff pitch pending.
Yeah, and McNiven last night was 0-for-3 with a walk before he was pinch hit for by Davis Minton.
And here's Phillips with the payoff. It's going to miss low, and that will walk McNiven. He will work the walk and a runner on first base, the little bit of action there. No hits in a few innings here, actually, if I'm not mistaken. We haven't gotten a hit. Knock on wood. Thank you, Jacob. Good reminder. No hits since the second inning.
But I am a little stitious, which basically just means I'm a baseball fan at that
point.
There you go.
And you're also a commentator, so you got to watch what you say.
The announcer's curse is real.
It's extreme.
Karma isn't, but
neither is Superstition. So, which is a great song though by Stevie Wonder. Huge jump by the runner, takes off from toward second base on the throw way upstairs. Great snag by Mark Anthony Carroll, rising to the occasion literally and figuratively, but unable to apply a tag in time, as in safely with the stolen base is Jimmy McNiven.
KCR, yeah, sure Shasta Redding.
Phillips inning to finish here before he would probably have a seat for the rest of the night. Six innings is a long way to go. But still looking pretty good for the most part again. Biggest damage, just back-to-back pitches in the first inning, where he also struck out the other three batters he faced in that inning. So
just that pitch misses wide for ball two here on KCNR, Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNR1460.com. Jacob Green and Spencer Schlange here with you. It's great to have you with us as this one's fouled back to the screen here or online at KCNRradio.com. We have David Wiley engineering things for us back in the studio, as we are here in the top of the sixth inning of a 3-3 ball game, an absolute thriller here tonight with the runner at second base and two outs and a 2-1 count on the right-hand batter.
Yeah, here's the 2-1, misses low, and it'll bring the count to 3-1. It looks like we have a pinch hitter or a substitute here.
Yeah, it's Martinez batting for Priest. Bubba Martinez.
Another walk here, and now Phillips is looking just to get out of here alive. It'll be back-to-back walks. Runners on first and second, two outs away, and here comes Bob Anderson, and he a little point to the pin, and it might be ended just one out earlier than Phillips may have wanted. Wanted to go the full six, but he will go 5 2/3 after the new relief pitcher will head on in for this Colt 45's defense.
Yeah, in the scenario of if they had the lead, he would have qualified for the win, but now the Colt 45's will still get to get the lead in the bottom half of the inning, but the night's done for Mr. Chase Phillips, and it will be a new pitcher on in the leaf, and we return after this short break as he exits the stage with some standing O's and some applause as he goes 5 2/3. But the runners at first and second are his responsibility, and there you'll hear how it all transpires here on KCNR, Shasta Redding, in just a few moments after this quick word from our sponsor of the game tonight, Click and Clean. Redding Heating and Air, rather, not Click and Clean Car Wash. That was last night.
Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air. Learn more at RedingHeatingAir.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. It's the Southpaw in relief, Nate Sheriff, standing at 6'1", 190 out of San Marcos, California, and intending to go to Palomar College, or from Palomar College, rather.
So he will take the ball from Chase Phillips, who in 5 2/3 of four-hit, three-run baseball, but he is responsible for those three runners aboard, but Chase Phillips also walked four and struck out four. So a solid outing from Chase Phillips, but unfortunately doesn't qualify for the win. As he concludes his warm-up tosses here, he'll be facing off against Tyrus Vogt, the catcher for the West Coast Kings. And as Jacob mentioned, two outs away here, runners on first and second, 3-3 in this tight ball game, top of the sixth. Working our way through Colt 45's, waiting to get back to the bats as they have scored in three innings in a row. Nothing through the first two, but the last three they've scored one in each of those innings. Now, Tyrus Vogt looking for his opportunity here, who has flown out, or flew straight up, rather, to Tyler Jones behind the dish, and he has walked and then was ended up being thrown out in a fielder's choice as the first pitch by Sheriff is going to be called ball, written count 1-0.
Had me fooled.
Yeah, for sure. Didn't miss the spot by much, even if he did miss. 1-0 count, two outs away here. Runner in scoring position for the Kings, looking for their first bit of traffic on the bases in a while, and their first runs to come across into the second inning, as this one's going to be called strike, about the same pitch. I would argue, I feel like I beat Jacob to saying that, because it looked about the same.
Well, and I was going to make the motion that it was off the plate outside after the previous call, so it's a good thing I'm not hitting right now.
There you go.
Well, I would also have a 1-1 count.
Yeah, there you go. Dancing off second base there is McNiven, and the pitch by Sheriff, this one's going to miss just a little high. Braden counts 2-1. And hit in a similar spot each time, but just relatively close to the strike zone, all three of them. Here's the 2-1. Sheriff kicks and deals. Swung on hard, and that'll even up the count after the miss there by Vogt. Even the count 2-2, and a chance to retire the side here. Stranding a runner in scoring position and one on first base would be Sheriff in school 45's defense. Should he get the strikeout here, but Vogt, anything in the outfield, runner would at least attempt to score, you'd have to assume. As runners running, looking for the tag called safe, and a double steal there. Transferring from second to third is McNiven, and transferring from first to second is Martinez. And it's going to be a called ball, so it will fill up the count here. And now two runners in scoring position, runner on second and third for the West Coast Kings in this 3-3 ball game.
Yeah, beautiful execution there by the Kings on the double steal.
This one misses high, and it will be a walk, which will now load the bases for the West Coast Kings. And now due up is the bottom of the lineup, Zach Altamura. Or it looks like we will actually have a pinch hitter for him.
Yeah, it'll be the four of Porter for the West Coast Kings. Blake Porter from University of San Francisco. So trying to do something here to spark the offense. With the bases loaded, they got ducks on the pond here in a knotted-up ball game in the top of the sixth inning with two outs, as Sheriff will be facing off against Blake Porter here. So a high-leverage situation for Sheriff.
Yeah, and a chance, obviously. Early on, this one's getting fouled straight up into the air. It's going to be fair. Giving chase to it is right fielder Chiarito, and he's going to be able to make the grab. And a good save there. As that first pitch swinging coming in from pinch hitter Blake Porter goes straight in the air, right in that first base line, right near the chalk, but Chiarito is able to find it twirling through the wind there and make the grab. So West Coast Kings threatened, but they do not score, spreading all three in this 3-3 knotted up ball game as we head to the bottom of the sixth.
Yeah, escaping unscathed as the Kings leave them loaded. When you need help fast, Reading Heating and Air delivers 24/7 emergency service. Trusted local HVAC pros right here in Reading. Call 530-223-1332 today. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions in Reading, California, and the surrounding areas. It's 530-223-1332 today.
When a heat hits hard, Reading Heating and Air is here to keep you comfortable throughout the summer. From fast, reliable repairs to full system installs, our certified technicians do it right the first time. Need clean air? We've got indoor air quality solutions too. Family owned, locally trusted. Call Reading Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642. That's 530-221-2642. Or visit ReadingHeatingAndAir.com. Reading Heating and Air, comfort you can count on. When a heat hits hard, Reading Heating and Air is here to keep you comfortable throughout the summer. From fast, reliable repairs to full system installs, our certified technicians do it right the first time. Need clean air? We've got indoor air quality solutions too. Family owned, locally trusted. Call Reading Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642. That's 530-221-2642. Or visit ReadingHeatingAndAir.com. Reading Heating and Air. Comfort you can count on.
Bottom of the sixth inning here at Tiger Field. And stick it the rest of the way through this bottom of the sixth. The Anheuser-Pettingill and Carroll do up.
here for the 45s. It will be Spencer Slinge to take you the rest of the way.
Thank you, Jacob. Yeah, bottom of the 6-3-3 ball game. And do up Tyler Zanheiser, co-worker of mine, fun fact, and a Reading native himself, or Palisadro, rather. But I guess you can argue I'm a Palisadro native as well.
You're right there on the outskirts.
Specific geography of the 5-3-0 area, as this one is going to be a ball. Sorry, little delay there. It's going to be a 1-0 count. Jude Atlee still on the mound here, getting his sixth inning of work. Or rather, it'll be Davis Morris.
Yes, second full inning of work for Morris, actually, which I will say, Davis Morris and Jude Atlee, are actually caught Davis Morris last inning way late on the relieving duties that he came into because of the similar wind-up style, deliver everything was pretty much the same as Jude Atlee. I was caught off guard. Then I saw the numbers on the back, and I was like, wait a minute, that's there not Atlee's know. Number.
Yeah, and I was in the line for the bathroom for about 10 minutes in that last inning, unfortunately, so not able to see that pitcher change. Regardless, 3-1 count here, Zanheiser trying to work the walk, and he will waste no time off that pitch. He knew it wasn't hitting the zone. He didn't want to wait around for the umpire to think about it. He makes a quick bat toss and a quick jog over to the first base.
Yeah, takes his free 90 feet as a fat boy Zach. I thought I was going to get a shout-out. I wasn't in sync with Chad right there, the PA announcer. But also, yeah, I will say, Palisadro native, dude, you live out in Uzbekistan.
There you go, yeah,
as
it's out there.
One of your
that's
friends
sure.
has said before.
Uzbekistan. That is true.
Uzbekistan, that's brother. True. It's
that's
way
a great
out
quote
there.
To pull. That's a great quote to pull.
A great pull. From a pregame show blooper yeah. reel.
Shout-out to that one, friend. Why do you live out in Uzbekistan? That's funny.
Oh, my gosh. This one's tossed into right field. South Tatro headed for the West Coast. 3-10. Zanheiser turning in second. He's headed for three. He's going to have to hit the deck to throw, and he's going to be on a hop. The tag applied. Not in time. And the third base coach, in style, tells him to slide and then throws up the safe hands in celebration as he lies on his belly on the grass. Full throttle committed to the bit.
And what a play there by the Colt 45s. Obviously, just a wild pitch or a wild throw looking for the pickoff by Vogt. And coming around from first to third on that wild pitch, which was a ball, of course, is Tyler Zanheiser getting dirty there. And again, just letting this crowd hear it. They come to life here for the first time in the game, I feel like. It is 3-3. So obviously they've brought it level. There's been a little bit of fireworks so far after being down 3-0, but that was probably the most exciting play so far of the game, and the ball wasn't even in play.
I mean, it literally had me jumping out of my seat.
Yeah, absolutely.
As Kyle Groves had a chat with the third base umpire Cam Reich, one of the two field umpires, who was the home plate umpire last night, and John Downey over there at third, I mean, he was laying on the grass just and threw his arms out in celebration as the safe call. That was sensational stuff from the third base coach.
Yeah, maybe that's what the coach didn't like. I'm not entirely sure. Because I don't know how he would have seen the call from over there. But then again, we try to make calls from behind the plate from up here, so...
I mean, hey, man, I don't know what you're talking about. I know exactly everything right. about all these calls.
You're right. I apologize.
Yeah, actually, last night when I headed back to the parking lot after packing up and everything at around 11 o'clock at night, we have a long night here on the broadcaster
right,
side.
Got to
talk to Cam Reich over there, and, yeah, I got to talk to him a little bit. He's actually been to a couple MLB umpire camps, so 1-0 on the outside corner. So even count up at one ball and one strike on the right hand hitting Lucas Pettingill.
I believe it is 2-1. Might be a scoreboard. It looks like they do just make the change 2-1 off that wild series of events. This one's fouled straight up into the air. A bunch of Kings calling each other off, and it's going to be grabbed by the second baseman. Throw back. Zanheiser will be able to stand up there. It looked like he was trying to make his way home there, but safe nonetheless. So it'll be a flyout to second base for Pettingill, and that will be out number one here. But essentially on that at-bat, Zanheiser makes his way across 180 feet, now just 90 feet from home, and taking lead in this 3-3 ball game.
And the second baseman Cord from shallow right field where that ball was caught after it was cutting away as Carroll comes up to the plate, absolutely showed off the hose to keep Zanheiser at third, which would have broke this tie ball game. That's all knotted up at three as the Kings draw the infield in with one out. As Carroll with a wide open stance deep in the box, it's a 1-0. As Chops foul back toward us. That West Coast Kings infield drawn in. Looking to gun down the go-ahead run at home. in the event of anything hit to the infield. There's the 2-1 delivery. And sports through the catcher's legs. All the way to the backstop. Zanizer will trot in to score. And just like that, the tie is broken. It's a 4-3 ball game now after Zanizer shows off the wheels and gets a lot of extra bases off the E2 and then on the wild pitch.
Yeah, how about that? The first lead of the night for the Colt 45 coming in the bottom of the sixth inning. Usually you'll see them in the lead a little bit sooner than that, but obviously with those first inning runs by the West Coast Kings.
And now the umpires all coming together for a confabulation. I saw the Kyle Gross, the manager of the West Coast Kings, asking if that was a foul ball, saying that it looked like it was a foul ball and the check swing from Carroll then went off the bat or something, but it scored all the way to the backstop. Didn't look like it made contact with the bat. Didn't even sound like it. We'll see what the call is. They say, yes, that was a wild pitch, so no foul. It's 3-1 on Carroll and a 4-3 ball game that the Colt 45 lead. As Carroll will dig back in to work the 3-1 count.
Yeah, here's the 3-1 count here from Carroll as Morris kicked and deals the 3-1 inside at the hands. And that will be a walk. So runner on first base now, one out away, and we'll be at the top of the lineup with D'Amico Parker, who is grounded out, struck out, but tripled, and brought a runner on to score in the top of the fourth, his most recent at-bat. Looking to do some damage again here. If he could avoid the double play, he can at least advance a runner into scoring position, you'd assume. Of course, avoid the strikeout as well. And it looks like they're going to call him back, Mark Anthony Carroll. Not entirely sure.
Yeah, I think.
That was definitely 3-1, if I'm not mistaken, but maybe the umpire had us fooled as well. So, 2-1 count now found.
Oh, so apparently that was. Yeah, you know, couldn't even tell you. That's a wash. And
okay.
I think so it's just because you're calling the.
He takes his first base, and now it comes back to a 3-2 count.
It's
so
on the play by play. As this one misses it way inside.
It's a jersey. I mean, I'm pretty confused as to what just happened. So we can see one extra pitch thrown by Davis Morris, and we can see Mark Anthony Carroll in the box for one more pitch as well. Regardless, nothing changes. Pretend the last 20 seconds didn't happen.
So pretty
runner
much.
On first, one out away, 4-3 ball game. And D'Amico Parker, who tripled in the top of the fourth, is due up.
Yeah, and it's, again, one of those cases where you're doing the play-by-play, so of course there's just chaos erupting.
Of course, as this Parker will dodge this one inside for ball one. Nothing too close, but don't want to wear that one in the gut area.
Yeah, that definitely not.
1-0 count here. Morris kicks and deals. Again, dodging back just a little bit. This one a little bit higher, flirting with danger towards the helmet during the count to 2-0. As the lights have taken the fullest of full effects now. As no more interesting colors in the sky as there was in the fifth inning. And this one called strike, very similar to the first two, but the bringing count to 2-1. In this 4-3 ballgame, Colt 45's lead for the first time tonight off that great base running by Tyler Zanheiser after working the walk and a couple wild pitches and unforced errors. This one fouled straight up and back towards the parking lot. And back in the field again, a couple kids run for it, you know, ballpark activities.
Some ball hawks.
There you go, and bring counts to 2-2. One out away. Just avoiding the double play here or the punch out. You put it in play, and you can at least get a runner in scoring position in Mark Anthony Carroll as they go for the back pick on him or the pickoff attempt. And it is unsuccessful, but keeping him humble, keeping him true there. Not too dangerous of a lead by him at all, but maybe Morris just buying some time. Maybe didn't like the pitch he was given. And here's the 2-2 for Morris. Runner going. Looks like it's called ball, but the tag. Safe. Called safe. How about that for Mark Anthony Carroll? Good speed. I thought he might have been dead in his tracks there with a little bit of a later slide. Maybe a little more delayed. But called Bolton. He is called safe, able to avoid the tag.
Yeah, didn't get the greatest jump either, but
yeah.
Speed made up for it, and a solid tag over there. The throw was a little bit offline, but good velocity on it from the catcher Vogt as well. Just got into second base. He had a couple of stolen bases against South Bay Storm earlier this week. The payoff. Waved at by D'Amico Parker, and he goes down swinging. Chased the breaking ball away, and that is out number two, and that will bring up Timmy Ayers.
Yeah, and Ayers, left-handed batter here, an opportunity, who has walked twice and struck out in the fourth, but he did come around to score, so one of the four runs so far. Four different runners coming across in four different innings. How about that, four in a row? That's a fun fact. The third, fourth, fifth, and sixth all had one come across so far, and all four of them were different batters.
Yeah.
Possibly keep that trend going in the seventh inning, but I'm sure they wouldn't mind bringing Mark Anthony Carroll around to score for the first time tonight, the second time this inning as a whole.
And now we have a pitching change here, a break in the action, as the West Coast Kings will go to the pen and relieve Davis Morris of his duties tonight after he goes an inning and two-thirds plus. And we will head to break here on KCNR. Shasta Redding will be back in just a few moments. It will be the reliever for the West Coast Kings. That's the 19 of Alex Hawking from Cal State East Bay to face off against Timmy Ayers when we return right after this.
When the heat hits hard, Redding Heating and Air is here to keep you comfortable throughout the summer. From fast, reliable repairs to full system installs, our certified technicians do it right the first time. Need clean air? We've got indoor air quality solutions too. Family owned, locally trusted. Call Redding Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642. That's 530-221-2642. Or visit RedingHeatingandAir.com. Redding Heating and Air. Comfort you can count on. When the heat hits hard, Redding Heating and Air is here to keep you comfortable throughout the summer. From fast, reliable repairs to full system installs, our certified technicians do it right the first time. Need clean air? We've got indoor air quality solutions too. Family owned, locally trusted. Call Redding Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642. That's 530-221-2642. Or visit RedingHeatingandAir.com. Redding Heating and Air. Comfort you can count on.
Second, and Timmy Ayers due up here as the warm tosses are concluded as we listen to The Power of Love by Huey Lewis and the News, which was on the soundtrack for Back to the Future. I believe it was Back to the Future. Yes.
I'll take your word for it, Jacob.
My 80s cult classics. Knowledge coming in clutch. Yeah, I almost didn't think that was The Power of Love and thought I was wrong for a second, but... Which I didn't mention last week was Ferris Bueller's day off. I believe it was the 40th anniversary of the ball game. They went to at Wrigley. I forgot to mention it. That was back on June 6th. And whatever year takes place, but it was a contest between the Cubs and the Cardinals, I believe, on that day in 1981. I want to say June 6th, 1981. Y'all can Google it if you don't believe me, but it's at least close to it. I believe that's right. That's purely off of memory from about a week and a half ago, so hopefully I'm still correct. Running on second, two outs, and to take you the rest of the way through this bottom of the sixth, here's Spencer Slaney.
Thank you, Jacob. Yeah, two up. Timmy Ayers here, the left-handed batter. And should the inning continue in this 4-3 ball game, it'll be Nicholas Caballero on the sixth, and just a little pickoff attempt. No call there from Hawking. A little bit of an unnatural motion there. But no call for balk again. I don't have the best eye for that because that's a rule I'm not completely seasoned on. Well, I feel like one of the newer things with baseball.
If it makes you feel better, no one's really seasoned on it.
Right.
Essentially, if the pitcher starts his motion toward home, he can't disengage with the batter and take his foot. He has to take his foot off the rubber if he's going to do so. But if he's already started his motion toward home plate, can't change which way he's going.
Perfect explanation there from the Jacob Green.
I try my best. Breaking ball in there.
Strike one.
Great pitch.
Yeah, good-looking pitch there from Hawking. Again, maybe just the absence of fatigue that we've seen from other pitchers who have dealt quite a bit through this game and through this series, helping him out there. First pitch of the series.
Nicole 45 is without a crooked number out there on the scoreboard in left center field.
There you go. as this one misses just low. It'll even up the count 1-1. They'll check swing there from Ayers as that one sunk down into the dirt. Pretty last minute, but a good job holding up for it. He's got a runner on second here, two outs away after the Parker strikeout. And just looking to add some, I don't even know if you call it insurance. They are in the lead, so it could be technically insurance runs, but in a really tight ball game here where the Colt 45's defense has really stepped up and the offense is caught in a little bit of mojo as well, as this one's getting fouled up right over our heads and Jacob aggressively stands up.
It was skied right up over us. But
and I would say that's about the fifth ball that is hit out there. And I don't even think the kid saw it. Oh, there we go. We got one heading for it. Shout to that kid.
And we just got word from our producer, David Wiley, doing some research for us on the game notes. In 1963, the Atlanta Braves got called for six balks in one game. And I feel like last weekend there was a game that there was about 18 of them called in one game. But it might have been the Sunday game we didn't call against the Alameda Anchors.
As this one swung on foul again, right towards the Colt 45's dugout, a couple of ducks, a couple of chuckles. And we'll do it again here. Count remains 1-2 after a couple of fouls. Balls from
Correction on that as well, Spencer. 1963, the Milwaukee Braves, not the Atlanta Braves. They were not. It was, I gotta reach back far into the depths for who was in Atlanta or if there was anybody in Atlanta yet. But I think they hadn't moved to Atlanta yet. I could be wrong.
I had to guess our main man, producer David, is already on it, searching that up for us right now.
I hope so. Thank you, David, for anything. As a whirl and a bluff back to second base pushes
there you go.
Carroll
that's
back there.
That's a great word instead of a balk, a bluff. A bluff.
Yeah, a whirl and a bluff is fine. So the pitcher comes set with his foot on the rubber, starts short home, can't go anywhere but home.
Right.
But if his feet are on the rubber and he comes set, which means both his feet are planted, mm-hmm. right, he comes set,
gotcha.
He can step off the rubber. But as soon as he lifts that leg to go toward home and his foot's on the rubber, gotta go home.
There you go. 2-2 count here again, dancing off the plate, and they might get him on the tag. They got him! How about that? The third time's a charm. Mark Anthony Carroll getting a little too aggressive, looking to steal third base, and it is going to be a 1-4 put out, I guess, on the pickoff attempt. How about that?
And the Colt 45s unfortunately leave nobody aboard as Carroll is nabbed at second base. He's caught napping, caught a little bit late to the bag. The 45s strand him or just lose out on the chances there. But they do get one in the inning, so it's 4-3. The tie has been broken as we head to the seventh Redding sequel this summer with Redding Heating and Air. Fast AC repairs and installations by local experts with over 20 years of experience. Visit RedingHeatingandAir.com or call 530-223-1332.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit RedingHeatingAir.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California, where your Colt 45s lead the West Coast Kings with a score of 4-3, their first lead coming in the bottom of the sixth there. Here we are in the top of the seventh, and due up in the top of the seventh here is left-handed batter. Looks like it'll be the top of the lineup, actually. It'll be John Bullock. Sorry, took me a minute to find it. Taking you the rest of the way through the seventh inning, here's Jacob Green.
Thanks, Spencer. The first pitch from the left. He comes in on the shoulder and off of John Bullock with a bat flip. Some frustration flaring from Bullock as he will jog up the first baseline. Came way in up near his chin. Turned away from it.
Yeah, definitely one of the most aggressive hit-by-pitches I've seen so far out here at Tiger Field or in any baseball game, whether I've been in the booth or watching on TV back home. But besides social media where you're not watching live, because you can find montages of all the craziest hit-by-pitches.
Oh, 100%.
fights and stuff like that. It's always good fun.
Yeah, and the left-on-left matchup as well, as Ayers sure. will hold the runner on over at first. First pitch is in and out of the mitt of Jones, who pounces back on it as it caroms up the third baseline. Gets to it rather quickly.
It's going to be called strike as well there. They couldn't quite hold on the ball, Jones. It will be strike, so a one count here.
So no balls and one strike. The Colt 45 is looking for two on the infield. So there's flags out in center field, blowing left to right. The pitch is fouled up and away toward the parking lot. Four strike two to the right-hand batting E.J. Cord, who's homered, reached on the fielder's choice and grounded out to second tonight here in this fourth at-bat. It's the top of the seventh inning of a 4-3 ball game with an 0-2 count. Nobody out and the runner on first. That's John Bullock. He got aboard via the hit batsman. He's about three steps off the bag over there at first, being held on by Timmy Ayers. The southpaw sheriff comes set, kicks, and deals a breaking ball up and away off the glove of Jones. Gets to it late and staying at first the whole time was Bullock. He pitched a 10 out there and just decided to stay.
Yeah, I'm surprised for sure. I could tell Jones was scrambling for that ball, and when he got up, he was ready to make the throw and looked around, and no one heading to second. He's like, okay, cool. I'll take my time then, get it back to the pitcher, get back into my spot, and see if we can get the punch out here.
Now the 1-2 delivery. On the outside corner, ring him up, strike three called right at the belt.
And umpire likes that spot, I will say. I will say he's called it pretty even on as far as those ones up that look a little bit high, maybe a little bit outside. He's pretty much rung them up almost every single time, especially on payoff pitches. So there on the 1-2 count.
Yeah, collects the backward K, and now just a double play away from getting out of the inning as Miles Clayton to the plate. Left-hand batter. Quick pickoff, came back to first on time. Quick tag by Ayers, but
yeah, that
wasn't quite there. Made what would have been a keep him honest throw into a very snappy bang-bang play.
Yeah.
Colt 45 still at double play depth with the middle infielder shaded up the middle. Just over that first huge deke there by the runner at first, but decided to hold about a third of the way there. And then the ground ball foul up the third baseline for strike one to the left-hand hitter late on the heater. Now back up the hill is Sheriff from the third base side. The southpaw working. Moderate lead over there at first, but a little bit bigger than before, about 3.5 steps. Sheriff breaking ball. Just misses. Had Clayton leaning out of the way of it on that backdoor breaking ball. And that will be ball one to even the count up at 1-1 to the lefty. Here's the 1-1. Misses low. It's over but low. Ball two. We're also getting word that Steve Carlton of the Philadelphia Phillies mainly had the most box with 90 in his career. The 2-1 delivery. Swing and a miss for strike two. But I will say, Steve Carlton, oh gosh, now I'm going to I believe he's a Hall of Famer.
There you go.
Could be wrong about that, but I'm about 99% sure Hall of Famer. And a southpaw. Southpaw with the nickname Lefty. Runner goes, and his list laced into right. Down is headed for the wall. It's going to be cut off by Chiarito. Rounding second, headed for third, and holding there at third on the long single from Miles Clayton.
How about that from Chiarito? Again, we've seen a couple great plays out by right fielders. That ball looked like it was going to carry him at least all the way to the wall. And he's able to cut it off before hitting the warning track and spins around. Your gloves it, spins around, and throws it back to second base to hold the runners on first and third. So I thought a runner would at least come around to score or at least get two in scoring position. But he holds the runners on the corners, and now at least the double play is still in. Not to take anything away from Clayton, what a hit that was.
Yeah, laced it down the right field line over the looping over the head of the first baseman, got it to tried to pull it down into the corner, and if it gets to the corner, that's a tie ball game easily, maybe right. even a triple for him. So first pitch to the right, he misses upstairs for ball one to Wyatt Miyamoto.
Sure. He's trying to find himself a little bit, I feel like, in his first full inning of work so far. He's got one strikeout so far.
You got to watch for that double steal here. He's the one. Oh, swing and a miss. Throw to the First baseman on the back pick. It goes off the glove of Ayers into right field. And the E2 will bring in the runner.
Yeah, really unfortunate play there. Jones just missing the throw there back to first base, obviously for the pickoff attempt. Ayers made a great job getting a hand on it, but regardless, it's not going to be enough. Runner will hold on first, but a runner will come around to score, and it will even up this ball game 4-4 here in the top of 7. One out away, runner on first.
Swing and a miss.
L3 counts 1-2 here. For Miyamoto, the designated hitter and cleanup batter, he feels as his work is already halfway done, maybe, because he was probably, biggest goal was to A, not get a double play, and B, bat that runner in by any means necessary. But since he's already in at the at-bat, as the 1-2 misses just outside, he'll even up the count 2-2. Here in a 4-4 ball game, top of 7. Work still need to be had by both sides. Must have a winner, of course.
Runner goes. Huge jump, foul back out of play, back to the screen.
Yeah, Clayton will have to retrace his steps back to first there.
And the count will hold it. 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Miyamoto, so far today, has struck out, grounded out, and flown out. So he's done everything except get a hit so far, and he's looking to do that here. Well, I guess he hasn't walked either. Or been hit by a pitch, but
I mean, he's a line out
in all three ways possible.
A line out short of the reverse cycle. Quick tag go. Applied by Ayers, not in time on the pickoff. Count holds at 2 balls and 2 strikes. With one out, Cole 45 is needing a double play to get to the bottom half of the 7th, of course. That's why they're double play depth on the infield, but a solid lead over there by Clayton at first. About 3 steps off the bag, held on by Ayers. There's a line shot to the second baseman. Carroll beyond his reach into right field for a base hit. Up with the ball as Chiarito gets it in quickly to the cutoff man. That will hold the runners at first and second.
Yeah, and again, just another great single there by Miyamoto, hitting the ball into nice open space right over the infield and way short of the outfield to be able to really pursue. But again, getting the ball in quick is this outfield with Parker and Zanheiser and Chiarito especially.
Now Bob Anderson looks like he's going to come out to the mound and take the baseball from Mr. Nate Sheriff, as his night will be done. But there's 2 runners aboard here and 1 run across. He hasn't taken the baseball yet from him. Might be his inning to finish with 1 out. Runners on first and second. They're 45, still a double play ball away. You just don't know. As both teams gather in their respective areas to chat things over. And again, runners at first and second with 1 out, 4-4 here in the top of the 7th. Now the meeting of the mound broken up, and Sheriff will stay in the game. This is his inning to finish.
Yeah, I like the move by Anderson there. If he's not going to pull him, at least go have a chat with him and make sure he knows what's going on. And let him know, like, hey, this is your job here. Get it done. And just instill some hope and belief in Sheriff, of course, whether he needs it or not. I feel like it's coach's duty.
100%. And Tao Thompson up to the plate. He struck out 3 times tonight, so he's, knock on wood, one strikeout away from the Golden Sombrero. We'll see what Sheriff can do here with him in this left-on-left matchup. Disadvantage going to the batter, and the infield pulled toward the right side on the lefty. So he takes a called strike one. That Golden Sombrero that Tao Thompson could be in for is when you strike out 4 times in a game. So there's your baseball trivia fact of the day.
Go.
Here's the 0-1 delivery from the southpaw Sheriff, working from that third base side of the rubber. Swing and a miss for strike two. Reared back through some peat down on the outer half. Got Thompson to chase. And Tao Thompson on the night is Cade looking twice. Cade swinging once. So you have to expect the off-speed here from Sheriff. Maybe a breaking ball. Try something backdoor. The 0-2. Swing! And Messi rear back with the heater and gets punched. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Tao Thompson gets himself the Golden Sombrero, and that will bring up Jimmy McNiven.
Great job. 3-pitch strikeout coming from Nate Sheriff. can't ask for much more after that talk from Bob Anderson. There you go. It worked. Just like a charm. Obviously not the best night for Teo Thompson. Looking to he's got an opportunity to turn around tomorrow, of course, in a possible series desire of Colt 45 to win this game, mind you. Just another reminder to come out to the ballpark tomorrow. Even more so if the Colt 45s win that for a series desire. As first pitch will be called ball against McNiven for his second at bat of the night. Runners on first and second. Sheriff kicks and deals the 1-0. Called strike and it'll even up the count. Another close one. Painting the corners there perfectly. Even up the count at one apiece here. One runner in scoring position. Runner on first. Two runners on total. In this 4-4 ball game, it's been knotted up most of the way through. Pretty evenly matched. And the Colt 45s just can't wait to get on the offensive side of things as they have scored one run in four innings in a row. Looking to do that again. Keep that streak going.
This one misses inside for ball two. And also Mark Anthony Carroll is over there at shortstop now, which I forgot to mention, so no longer Conklin. I'm not sure who's at second base, but it might also be Conklin. He's way out there in second base. Here's a 2-1 delivery. Styled back up toward the parking lot. He was late on it, keeping the count up at 2 balls and 2 strikes.
If I had to make one guess on second base out there, could definitely be wrong. Don't take my word for it, but I'd assume it would be Deegan Paulos out there.
Neither Deegan Paulos or they moved Preston Conklin over there and
right.
Switched them up. But we'll find out here the next time through the order.
2-2 count here. Jader retires the side and he's got him on the strikeout. And how about that? One comes around to score to even up this game, but two are left stranded for the West Coast Kings. And this game is headed to the bottom of the seventh, all knotted up at 4-4, back-to-back K's for Nate Sheriff and the Colt 45's defense.
And Jones held on to the foul tip, and that was some great stuff from Nate Sheriff. But he does give up the lead, and we're all knotted up at 4. As it is time to stretch here at Tiger Field, let us take a little summer with Redding Heating and Air. Fast AC repairs and installations by local experts with over 20 years of experience. Visit RedingHeatingandAir.com or call 530-223-1332.
When the heat hits hard, Redding Heating and Air is here to keep you comfortable throughout the summer. From fast, reliable repairs to full system installs, our certified technicians do it right the first time. Need clean air? We've got indoor air quality solutions too. Family owned, locally trusted. Call Redding Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642. That's 530-221-2642. Or visit RedingHeatingandAir.com. Redding Heating and Air. Comfort you can count on.
Helicopter rides, airplane rides, classic cars, and aircraft displays. It's all happening this Father's Day, Aviation Day, Sunday, from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Benton Airfield in West Reading. Admission is free and parking is free. Sponsored by the Reading EAA. Come for a great breakfast put on by the Mount Shasta 99s from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Adults are $10. Kids from 5 to 12, $5. Kids under 5 are free. Aviation Day, Father's Day, Benton Airfield. Helicopter rides, airplane rides, classic cars, and aircraft displays. It's all happening this Father's Day, Aviation Day, Sunday, from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Benton Airfield in West Reading. Admission is free and parking is free. Sponsored by the Reading EAA. Come for a great breakfast put on by the Mount Shasta 99s from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Adults are $10. Kids from 5 to 12, $5. Kids under 5 are free. Aviation Day, Father's Day, Benton Airfield.
Well, everyone, we're back here at Tiger Field. Alex Hawking will continue his relief appearance here for the West Coast Kings, now pitching in a tie ball game. We are here in the bottom half of the seventh. He concludes his warm-up tosses. Hawking will face off against Ayers, Cabareo, and then Preston Conklin. As the throw down to second base will soon be made by the catcher Vogt, who's not the only catcher Vogt that you've probably ever heard of, because Stephen Vogt, who had a stint with, let's see if I can do this, the Oakland A's, the Atlanta Braves, the San Francisco Giants, and I'm missing a team, the Atlanta Braves. I think he played for the Guardians at one point, could be wrong. but now he's the manager of the Cleveland Guardians. So
there you go.
I actually went to the last game he ever played in the major leagues at the Coliseum. And fun fact about this, in his last at-bat, not only did his kids announce him on the PA system, but he homered in his last at-bat as well, and it was absolutely electric.
I have seen that, actually, in my little bit of baseball fandom. I've seen it through ESPN, whatever. So I like to think of myself as a sports fanatic, but as far as when baseball's on the TV, I don't watch it too much, but in person, it's one of the greatest things I do. You know, I love sports, especially in person, but baseball's up there for sure.
Baseball in person is this one. This is way up and away for ball one from Mr. Hawking.
Yeah, to me, I guess I should say baseball is like going from, like, yeah, I'll watch it if it's around every once in a while on TV, but in person, it's like, I'd go to a game every day if I could.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, grab a beverage, a hot dog, whatever food or whatever you're doing, but you sit there, you keep score, you choose some seeds, there's a 1-0. Misses for ball one. Keeping the count up at one ball and one strike to Timmy Ayers. Here in the tie ball game, the bottom of the seventh, and an absolute thriller of a weekend of baseball between the Colt 45s and the West Coast Kings. Here's the 1-1 delivery with nobody out. That's why baseball is America's pastime. Here's the 1-1 from the righty. Check swing, appeal to third. The answer is yes. He went around.
Yeah, it looked like he did for me, too, as well. Obviously, I don't have the best view for that, but it looked like usually I see him pull back a little bit quicker. That one, I think he gave it kind of a half-hearted swing, and he kind of didn't have the heart to pull that one back. He thought he might still make contact.
Yeah, a little bit of an excuse-me swing on those.
Yeah.
Here's the 1-2 delivery with nobody out, nobody on in the bottom of the seventh, all knotted up at 4-4. Hawking rocks and delivers. This is way up and in, some chin music being played for Timmy Ayers as he leans out of the way. I think that one might have actually gotten a laugh in the crowd. That's a first. Every now and again in these quieter games, when the heat's just starting to kick in, and everybody's not sure if they want to be outside yet here this ready heat, give it about 2 weeks, they'll be used to it, and it'll be 1:15, and
not that bad.
But every now and again, you get some laughs in the crowd when you say something like that. Here's the 2-2 delivery with nobody out to the left hand hitting Timmy Ayers, the first baseman for the Colt 45s, misses wide for ball three.
I'd say that's probably what the crowd we've had so far tonight. A mild crowd, but still an energetic crowd. I feel like it's been one of those paced games where it's like nothing coming big and all at once. You know, it's, as I mentioned, Colt 45 scored one run in four innings in a row. So not a ton of fireworks, but consistent improvement and consistency has kept them in this game, and I think it's kept the crowd into it as well, to an extent.
And this is a lot more fun of a game if you're calling it. There's a payoff. Breaking ball, swing, and a miss. Down on strikes goes Ayers.
Yeah,
when a riveting pitcher's duel is a lot more fun than an offensive heavy night and a complete barn burner. There's a lot more tension, a lot more back and forth. It's a lot more laconic.
Right.
I could go on and on.
Yeah, I do feel like it is easier to paint the picture when it's not 24-13 and, you know, in the fourth inning.
Baseball is in football.
Yeah, no,
you know?
Absolutely.
There's a quarter of the year right there. There's the first pitch from Hawking with a deep breath, clears over his glove, kicks and delivers out of the stretch, swinging and a miss for strike one, blows a heater by Caballero.
There's a quarter of the year right
rounded
there.
Rounded out, singled, and
there's
doubled tonight.
There's
a triple and a homer short of the cycle.
There's a quarter of the year right there.
Now Reddy's again gets a sign from his catcher vote.
Trail.
Rocks and deals the 0-1. In the dirt, misses wide for ball two. Also, just to get back to vote, the catcher, the A's had a chant for Steven Vogt when he played with them. In the right field bleacher creatures, the family out there in section 149, which I've actually got to sit out there for a game. That was awesome.
Go. That's awesome.
Back in the glory days, back in...
There's a quarter of the year right there.
20-something? 2011, 2012, 2013, somewhere there. This one's on the inner half called strike one, or strike two, rather.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Out there, but there was a chant, I believe in Steven Vogt, and also Steven Vogt's nickname was Steven Everything Bagel Vogt. baseball is in swimmer.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Here's the 1-2 delivery with one out from the righty Hawking out of the stretch. The infield playing straight up along with the outfield. Strike three called. Caballero knew it. He got beat on the outside corner, and he's gone, looking back-to-back K's for Hawking.
Yeah, that's exactly what you're looking for Hawking, a closer, just trying to limit the damage, and then obviously make quick work of it and get their offense back out there as they scored a run came around to score earlier in the top of the seventh. So they want to get back to that eighth inning and try to take the lead back from this Colt 45's offense, who's been rather consistent, as mentioned, over the past few innings. They're looking to keep it going. Hawking has done a good job so far of shutting him down here, not only in this inning, but in the previous one as well, since he's come in. But here he will plunk Preston Conklin, or will actually be the number three
of Deegan Paulos, who's at second base. So Paulos batting in Conklin's spot, who was hit by a pitch. Ironically, and that spot in the lineup has been hit by a pitch three times tonight. So
yeah, there you go.
Very painful cleanup position in the batting order. And Paulos at second base as well. And I think that was back in the seventh when those duties took over.
Yeah, I think it was the top of seven. Took over at second base there. Again, just some fun stuff you don't even know. Get my haircut yesterday, or I believe it was yesterday. It doesn't necessarily matter. But by a buddy of mine, and come to find out, his brother is Deegan Paulos, and a lifelong buddy of mine, a buddy I played soccer with for 10-plus years. So it's just funny how the world works. Small world, right in California, just like that.
I was wondering if you got your haircut. I forgot to ask you, but it looks great.
Oh,
I will say.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
And now the whole radio can assume that it looks great, because we can all take Jacob Green's word for it.
And the best part about radio is no one knows necessarily what you look like. So for all they know, it's a bowl cut or something crazy. It's a mohawk. It's actually a bright red mohawk. He's a huge Simpson Red Hawks fan.
It is. It is.
I mean, it could be.
Watches this one.
Could be literally anything. You just never know. You're a 2-0 count. I'm just going to tell people you have a red mohawk.
There you go.
You got that color red of B2232A, the Simpson red.
Shout out Lamette.
Shout out Professor Lamette, who was here earlier. He's a 2-0, misses upstairs, up near the letters. Three balls and no strikes, rather, on the lefty, Braden Chiarito, who's walked, grounded out, and hit that sacrifice fly back in the previous inning. I will say, if the Colt 45s can throw a crooked number up there, I think they'll walk away with a W here in this ballgame. Runner goes, pitch taking up high, and it doesn't matter as Chiarito works the free pass.
Yeah, four-pitch walk, and a little bit of the announcer's curse may be coming into play on the positive sides of things, if you're a Colt 45s fan, as most are here at Tiger Field. But
does that mean it's the announcer's blessing?
Yeah, there you go, that's quote of the year right there. The announcer's blessing. I guess it's not a quote as much as a, let's look at some time here. Possibly a new pitcher to relief, but it looks like they're just getting warm right now. I don't think they have a pitcher out in the pen yet. Just a little talk again. Back-to-back strikeouts coming from Hawking, but then back-to-back walks for a hit by pitch, and then a walk. So regardless, an opportunity for Tyler Jones again here, who has been up to bat three times and yet to reach, if I'm not mistaken. However, he has had some traffic on the bases, so high-pressure situations, and obviously having to deal with two outs down in all of them, and he will again. So Tyler Jones up the bat for his fourth time, all being the last life, essentially, for the inning. And it's on him yet again to keep this inning going, and get the Colt 45 to the edge here with a runner in scoring position.
Yeah, and Tyler Jones, and he can hit the ball. He can hit the ball well and
Absolutely. Hits
it hard here and there. He's been rather inconsistent all year, but he also has had limited playing time, very inconsistent playing time. There's a lot of catchers on this roster that he has to split time with.
Split reps with, but now is his chance to
do some damage and give the 45s this lead, break the tie. There's two outs, though, so a dire situation for the 45s with runners at first and second.
Again, he's been due up for the fourth time in a row with two outs away, so this is his opportunity here, and again, coming out of high school, you'll get that. Not too many opportunities to represent playing about a game series, if I'm not mistaken, roughly pinch hitting here and there.
Right-hand batter with the infield playing behind the runners at first and second is the delivery. Breaking ball brushes Jones off the plate, leaning back out of the way. Takes a stumble in the process, keeps his feet under him, though. And now a 1-0 count. On the backstop and the battery mate of tonight's starting pitcher, Chase Phillips, who went 5 2/3. He was followed up by Nate Sheriff, who's still in the game. Now the West Coast Kings trying to shut down the 45 offense. Here's the 1-0 delivery.
It's popped up on the infield. The first baseman drifting back, playable for him toward the first base bag now, settling underneath it, and will squeeze it, reaching back over him, and almost tripping over himself in the process as Jones pops out to end things here as the Colt 45s leave a pair aboard at the end of seven complete. We're up at four. We have two innings left, and both teams have a total of six outs to work effectively. Here on KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Redding area, stay cool this summer with Redding Heating and Air. KC repairs and installations by local experts with over 20 years of experience. Visit RedingHeatingandAir.com or call 530-223-1332 today. That's 530-223-1332 today.
When the heat hits hard, Redding Heating and Air is here to keep you comfortable throughout the summer. From fast, reliable repairs to full system install, our certified technicians do it right the first time. Need clean air? We've got indoor air quality solutions too. Family owned, locally trusted. Call Redding Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642. That's 530-221-2642. Or visit RedingHeatingandAir.com. Redding Heating and Air. Comfort you can count on.
Helicopter rides, airplane rides, classic cars, and aircraft displays. It's all happening this Father's Day, Aviation Day, Sunday, from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Benton Airfield in West Reading. Admission is free and parking is free. Sponsored by the Reading EAA. Come for a great breakfast put on by the Mount Shasta 99s from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Adults are $10. Kids from 5 to 12, $5. Kids under 5 are free. Aviation Day, Father's Day, Benton Airfield.
When the heat hits hard, Redding Heating and Air is here to keep you comfortable throughout the summer. From fast, reliable repairs to full system install, our certified technicians do it right the first time. Need clean air? We've got indoor air quality solutions too. Family owned, locally trusted. Call Redding Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642. That's 530-221-2642. Or visit RedingHeatingandAir.com. Redding Heating and Air. Comfort you can count on.
It's the top of the eighth inning here at Tiger Field as darkness has officially and fully fallen where the lights have, in fact, taken full effect a couple of innings ago. Due up for these West Coast Kings will be a pinch hitter, Hartman, in the spot of what was Ray Ray Priest, and then Bubba Martinez in the sixth inning. We due up, it is from the five. This one misses upstairs for ball one. James Hartman from Contra Costa College trying to get some offense going. As I will hand the play-by-play over to Mr. Spencer Schling here on KCNR.
Thanks, Jacob. And here's the 1-0. It's going to miss just high again. It'll bring the count to 2-0. Very deep wide stance here for Hartman. Kind of shrinking that strike zone maybe just a little bit for the umpire.
Doing all he can.
Yeah, digging all the way in.
Just way wide stance. And slightly open to this left on right matchup.
Sheriff with the delivery, fouled straight back, and I'll bring the count to 2-1. Quite a few fouled back to hit the screen tonight, which is baseball, obviously. Nothing crazy, but it's just crazy how few centimeters you are away from hitting that out of the park the other direction, you know? It is crazy. That's how baseball works, and it just goes to show the amount of respect you got to have for the players at any level, just how difficult it is, especially when they do play at the highest of levels.
It is, in fact, a game of inches, as absolutely, it's been coined. And an inch on the bat can be the difference between a foul ball and a home run, as this one's fouled back again to the screen for strike two, 2-2. And also with wooden bats, there's a smaller sweet spot on that barrel as opposed to a metal bat, which is what most of these players are used to.
Yeah, that's the fun, too. Summer ball, you know, get to play out here on the weekends, good time. Big local following, and you get to swing a wooden bat coming out of high school. That seems pretty cool. This one's called Ball, and it'll fill up the count.
And that in sports, if you ask me, is the crack of a wooden bat.
There you go.
When it is absolutely barreled.
I don't think I could agree more either, and that's coming from a soccer player as well. I do love a basketball swish as well, but it's just so much more common than, like, a perfect hit off a wooden bat. Here's the pitch, swing, and a miss, and Sheriff will retire. That is three forward K's in a row. Three strikeouts in a row, swinging obviously the first here of this inning in this 4-4 ball game in the top of eighth. we are getting into the thick of it here.
It is a do-or-die ball game at this point in the final two innings. And I will say honorable mention for best sporting sounds is pop the pipe, or bar, I'm sorry, off the pipe in hockey. That's, oh
that's
man,
sweet.
Bar down. Also, great account on Instagram. Shout out.
Tyrus Boat due up here, or it looks like we'll have, yes, sorry, my mistake. It will be Tyrus Boat.
I will say football doesn't really have like a trademark good sound. Maybe a clean hit, but that's also, you kind of like whips a little bit. You know, it's not as romanticized.
As much as.
You're tuned in to KCNR Shasta Reading, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, online at KCNRradio.com. This breaking ball misses just a bit off the plate outside to the right-hand batting Tyrus Vogt. Thanks for tuning in tonight. This is Jacob Green here with Spencer Schlange. We're all knotted up at four here in the top of the eighth inning, and an 0-1 count on the right-hand hitting backstop for the West Coast Kings.
And said it better myself, and there you go. Big swing and a miss there from Vogt. I'll bring the count to 1-2. And sometimes it throws me off. You're so good at your job, you just do it for me. And I'm like, oh, what do I say now? But there we go. Well, here we are. Here we are. Play
thank
by play.
You,
top the eighth. 4-4.
Thank
more
you very
what
much.
Jacob Burke said. One count. One away.
Watched and listened to a lot of baseball in my day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Waved that off the outside edge and down on strikes. All five of the last outs that have been recorded have been via the K on the scorecard.
Yeah, how about that? All coming from Sheriff as well. And so he's got five strikeouts in 1 2/3 innings of work, full innings, of course, and four of them swinging, four in a row, four batters retired, four batters in a row struck out swinging. So how about that? He's looking to up that to 5 in the batter, Zach Altomare, or actually it'll be Blake Porter still, rather.
He also just bested Chase Phillips, who had four strikeouts tonight in
right.
5 2/3 innings of work, and Sheriff has had 5 Ks and 2+.
Yeah, and a solid game by both pitching staff so far, or both pitchers. From either side, 4-4 is a respectable ball game in a game that has been pretty clean from both sides as well.
A riveting pitcher's duel, to say the least.
Yeah.
Which, again, best type of baseball.
Called strike, even if the count 1-1, two outs away here in the eighth in a 4-4 ball game. Again, cannot reiterate it enough. We are down to the wire here in a tied ball game, and I don't get this very much. Calling games with you, Jacob. I feel like, I only call about one of every three that you call, so less likely, but the close ones are always more exciting, as this one's called ball.
Just missed low and in.
And I believe it's a 2-1 count. The scoreboard does say otherwise as of now, but no, it's 2-2 count, rather. Scoreboard got the best of me there.
Yeah, that's one of those scenarios where watching the umpire is the only thing you can do, and just hope he throws up the gang signs quickly.
Here's the 2-2 from Griff. Damn, on the sinker. How about that? Three up, three down, all on strikeout. I don't know what Bob Anderson told him when he went up to the mound, but it has been working since. Perfect from Griff. And that is going to bring it to the bottom of the eighth, 4-4 in a knotted up ball game that's coming down to the wire.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Reading Heating Air. Reading Heating and Air delivers 24/7 emergency service. Trusted local HVAC pros right here in Reading. Call 530-233-1332 today.
When the heat hits hard, Reading Heating and Air is here to keep you comfortable throughout the summer. From fast, reliable repairs to full system installs, our certified technicians do it right the first time. Need clean air? We've got indoor air quality solutions too. Family owned, locally trusted. Call Reading Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642. That's 530-221-2642. Or visit ReadingHeatingAndAir.com. Reading Heating and Air. Comfort you can count on. When the heat hits hard, Reading Heating and Air is here to keep you comfortable throughout the summer. From fast, reliable repairs to full system installs, our certified technicians do it right the first time. Need clean air? We've got indoor air quality solutions too. Family owned, locally trusted. Call Reading Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642. That's 530-221-2642. Or visit ReadingHeatingAndAir.com. Reading Heating and Air. Comfort you can count on.
Well, we have a first here. Might have heard the count wrong, including the umpire.
So the count might have been 2-1 as Spencer, and that is in fact the case as the Colt 45s will make their way back out to the dugout. It was a 2-1 count and then strike two off the outside edge, so no K on the scorecard. It's now a 2-2 count. And so two outs, nobody on, two balls, two strikes, top of the eighth inning.
Should have gone with my gut. I mean, I did. That and was, then the umpire lied to us, which you don't typically see.
I was going to say, that is a first. They do now get to allow a sheriff to get a few warm-up tosses in.
However, I think we're going to do all this just to have sheriff. My best assumption is sheriff is going to get a punch out here anyways.
I hope so. And some jawing going on from Bob Anderson, who is livid as he's barking at the home plate umpire. Now both coaches are going at each other, just jawing back and forth, and they're ushered back by the respective umpires, and there's just a lot of jawing going on between them. Some tempers flaring here amidst the tie ball game, and you can't ask for anything more as gloves get dropped and both coaches go at it almost. A little bit of hockey here tonight at Tiger Field. Whipping fun. Both managers way too much respect for each other to actually do that, of course. Just some jawing going back and forth with temper scoring due to the nature of what just happened with a home plate umpire. Just messed up the count a little bit. It happens on the 2-1, especially as a home plate umpire, you're trying to do so much. And unlike the major leagues, you don't have four umpires. You only have three. Yeah. So the home plate umpire has to cover whichever area the first and third base umpires don't. And they're always shifting around playing their own version of defense. So now a 2-2 count with two outs.
Not that this
in the top of the eighth of a tie ball game.
Theatrics here at the 2-2. Gonna miss. It'll bring the count full. 3-2 count now. And now the crowd's really into it again, as I assumed they would be.
Yeah, now the payoff pitch as Nate Sheriff gets some cheers here from the crowd.
See, everyone likes it. We'll see how hard he throws this ball here. Full count here. The payoff pitch for Sheriff swung on hard. It looks like it's going to push foul. Great contact for Porter, but it is going to chop foul, and we'll do it again. And again, no one ready to go home yet, including the umpires, including this ball game. Just the nature of the game.
Including the broadcasters.
Much longer so far this season than previous games I've called with you over the last season. And I have zero complaints of that, of course.
Yeah, me too. And Chiarito, after patrolling right, almost chased down that ball deep in foul territory.
And another payoff pitch here from Sheriff, looking to bring him up here three in a row, or five in a row, but three up, three down. Swung on hard into deep right field. Chiarito has to watch as it goes. Blake Porter with a full count solo home run after walking off the field and back on. And that is going to be a very, very controversial end to this game if it does end 5-4.
And he steps around the bases and a celebration over there outside the dugout. And you have to imagine this ball game is far from over. Bob Anderson's going to come out of here and collect his pitcher after the action in the bullpen will be concluded. Nate Sheriff will be relieved of his duties, and what was a looking strikeout off the outer edge turns into a home run. It breaks the tie as Blake Porter will liberate the West Coast Kings. They now have a one-run lead here in the top of the eighth inning, and if I had to guess, the extracurriculars and theatrics of tonight are far from over. Bob Anderson will catch things over with his whole infield here with two outs. In 5-4 in the top of the eighth inning. He hasn't taken the baseball from him yet. They're still in the midst of their confabulation. And what a ball game tonight here, folks. Oh, my goodness. Does it get any better?
I mean, it would have been, if it happened to the Colt 45s, that'd be pretty cool.
But I mean, in terms of theatrics
just
and...
the theatrics, yes, absolutely.
Again,
I'd love to see how the bottom of the ninth is going to look here for the Colt 45s.
I don't
want to
say it's poetic justice, but in the sense of... you think it's going one way and it flips completely on its axis.
Absolutely.
That's just fun sporting everything. And
I will say, I do feel like that was the right call. I feel like it was a 2-1 count. Obviously, I'm sure the umpire took a glance up at the scoreboard and saw 2-2 and just kind of put that in his mind.
Quite a literal ball don't lie moment.
Literally. No, exactly. Quite a literally ball don't lie moment. Couldn't agree more. Looks like Patrick Jones even having a word with the umpire on the way back here. Showing a little bit of visual frustration. Never seen them come onto the field and then come all the way off. The Colt 45s were in the deck looking to bat, you know, looking to
and I've
play
seen
some
it
offense. We went the way to break at the bottom of the eighth.
We had a whole ad play. And I've seen it. That's a strike call there, right down Broadway on the breaking ball. Got it to fall back down the middle. I've seen it in the major leagues where they have challenges. They go to New York to check with the challenge and then come back and it's overturned, so you have to go back out on the field. But this was a first here at Tiger Field.
0-1 count here. Sheriff still trying to put this away. It'll even up the count 1-1.
And now the umpires are getting even more jawing from the fans now that they missed the count and it led to that. We got some very passionate fans out here.
Yeah, you're very
curious
if they had the count right in the first place and we didn't go all the way back into the dugout and communicate for 4 or 5 minutes. If that ball still gets hit out, is this one he'll duck out of the way of? It's a tough lineup here in Bullock. Bring the count to 2-1. Sheriff can. Cole 45 dugout just trying to calm themselves here. So they're ready to limit the damage here as it has already been dealt. They trail 5-4 in the top of the eighth. Called strike. We'll even up count 2-2. Two outs away, though. No runners on. Ball is in their court, essentially. They got six outs to score. They have to.
I do, in fact, anticipate these bats exploding.
Right.
In the next two innings.
Yeah, they're swinging as hard as they can. They might close their eyes to swing.
Swinging out of their socks.
And dodgeball that one. And again, some little talks and controversial calls throughout the entire game, but nothing like the eighth inning so far. Here at Tiger Field, the Colt 45s trail the West Coast Kings with a score of 4-5. We're heading to the bottom of the eighth where work must be done.
When you need help, Fast Redding Heating and Air delivers 24-7 emergency service to local HVAC pros right here in Redding. Call 530-223-1332 today.
When a heat hits hard, Redding Heating and Air is here to keep you comfortable throughout the summer. From fast, reliable repairs to full system installs, our certified technicians do it right the first time. Need clean air? We've got indoor air quality solutions too. Family owned, locally trusted. Call Redding Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642. That's 530-221-2642. Or visit RedingHeatingAndAir.com. Redding Heating and Air. Comfort you can count on.
Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air. Learn more at RedingHeatingAir.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Bottom of the eighth inning for the Colt 45s. They will look to do some damage here after they got flipped on their axis. There will be a new pitcher on in relief for the West Coast Kings, and I take that back. No new pitcher on in relief for the West Coast Kings. Had my numbers all jumbled up.
It looks like for a minute, first baseman Bullock was throwing pitches, and I got a little confused too because they were all staying on the mound together. I think we had the same confusion there.
Yeah, I was 100% in on the same thing, Spencer. Just a little bit confused there.
As it looked like they were all just, any of them were going, but I thought it was the 46. Over there first, that is Bullock over there,
46, as Zanizer up at the plate now.
Yeah, 0-1 count here for Zanizer. Called strike two. I take that back again a little bit inside.
The audible O.
Oh. 0-2 count here for Zanizer in a 5-4 ball game that the Colt 45 trail here, zero outs away in the bottom of the eighth inning. Not much life left in this ball game, but could be plenty of fireworks. As Hawking, the 0-2. Lifts the glove, kicks and deals. This one's going to miss high, and it'll bring the count to 1-2. Zanizer on the day has flown out, struck out, looking, and walked and come around to score. So, yet to reach via a hit yet. but time to do so here. Here's the 1-2 from Hawking.
If that ain't the story of the night, to be honest.
Swing and a miss, and Zennheiser is going to be sat down swinging here. Hawking with a 4-pitch strikeout. Nearly perfect. That is out number one here in the bottom of 8. And due up is going to be Lucas Pettingill, the designated hitter, who's batting 8th here tonight.
Yeah, and out of the pen, Alex Hawking has done phenomenal.
Yeah, absolutely. He's made quick work of this 45 defense or offense. Kind of cooled off the bats pretty quickly, and yeah, couldn't ask for much more from a closer, as this one's going to miss high and inside up towards the face of Pettingill for ball number one. And again, 5 outs away from a win if you're the West Coast Kings. But the Colt 45 still plenty of opportunity to do some damage, but less opportunity than they've had. Here's the 1-0 swung on. It's going to even up the count 1-1.
One ball and one strike now on Pettingill after that foul ball.
Zero runners on, one out away in a game that Colt 45's trail 5-4 here in the bottom of the 8th. Pettingill now the 1-1 count. Mark Anthony Carroll on deck. Hawking looking to get back-to-back strikeouts here. This one's going to be called ball and bring the count to 2-1. And the game is slowed down yet again. Plenty of action all game long.
In multiple facets of
the
word.
Yeah, in totally different areas, but in about every area possible here in a baseball field at the Diamond. Here's the 2-1. Hawking delivers low. Not crowd by vote, but he's able to pick it up. No runners on the base. Bases, and he'll bring the count to 3-1. And Pettingill getting on first here would make Mark Anthony Carroll the go-ahead run to the plate. Here's the 3-1 from Hawking. Kicks and deals down low, and it's going to be a free walk, free 90 feet for Pettingill, and a lot of patience, a little head nod by him, and he'll take his trot towards first base, and Mark Anthony Carroll's got his opportunity to answer this West Coast Kings offense.
Yeah, and just, I mean, a clinic of an AB right there. Is he going to get a pinch runner as well out there? Adrian Lopez, 6'1", 190 out of Puerto Rico and CSU San Bernardino. So some speed out there in the DH spot.
This is Bob Anderson on first base, giving him some details, giving him some instruction. Obviously trying to stay away from first baseman of the West Coast Kings. Make sure he's a little...
Yeah, the biggest thing here is don't get picked off.
Right. No, absolutely. You gotta... It's happened before, obviously, earlier this game. Pick off at second base, which actually retired a side coming in the 6th inning.
That is your most important job right now.
Yeah.
Is get into scoring position if you can. But, you know, in the process, don't get picked off. Survive over there at first.
Absolutely.
You're a lot of feet away from tying up this ballgame. The Colt 45s are down by 1. They have to get a run to continue playing, even though we're in the bottom of the 8th. But
yeah.
Limited baseball left.
We really do not see too many bottom of the ninths here at Tiger Field, not to jinx anything. As this one swung on heavy, a little inside pitch there. Carroll falls for it, and it's going to be strike 1, 0-1 count now. Looked a little low to hit the zone there, but swung regardless. So it's an 0-1 count, one away, runner on first in a 5-4 ball game that the Colt 45s must score to keep alive.
Yeah, they have 5 outs left to work with, as the pickoff sent toward first is not in nearly enough time.
Yep, just keeping them honest again.
Also, something to note as well, the Colt 45 is only with 3 hits tonight. And they've also left a total of 8 aboard, which is the same as West Coast Kings. Pickoff sent back toward first, diving back, not in time. Lopez is nabbed, and he's caught napping for out number 2. He was diving in late to the right-hand side of the bag, or the right field side of the bag. Over there at first, and that is the second pickoff attempt.
Wow. And that changes things now for Marquette Carroll as well. He's just looking to get a hit of any sort. Swing for the fences, tied up. You get it in play, and just with 2 outs down, you got nothing to lose.
Now it's just, yeah, just survive. Keep the line moving.
A 1 count here. Hawking with a great pickoff there. He's played, as Jacob mentioned earlier, very solid game as this one's fouled back towards the screen again. It'll bring the count to 0-2. And a great opportunity here for the West Coast Kings to get out of here alive and add some insurance runs and really put this series sweep in the back of the Colt 45's minds as they're heading up to the bottom of the ninth. Shots away, Mark Anthony Carroll. No one on. Nothing to lose here. As he swings this one down in between first and second base, it'll be a nice contact hit. It's going to be a quick single there for Mark Anthony Carroll.
Yeah, nice piece hitting there to the opposite side. Now D'Amico Parker on the top of the order to the plate. So keep that line moving.
There you go. And yeah, again, underline that. Maybe put an asterisk next to it. D'Amico Parker up to the plate. So again, the plan could change here. As if Parker puts one in play, I'm sure it's going to be multiple bases. If I just had to guess, if I was a gambling man, of course. And Mark Anthony Carroll could make his way around.
One for four tonight, but
with that triple. As he swings hard, it's going to be a strike one. Swing and a miss there again. Yeah, not the most productive night at the plate, but regardless, as you mentioned, just four hits, or three, now four, after Mark Anthony Carroll's single there. But a triple is, can't complain.
Definitely not.
Best hit of the night, to say the least. Out deep in center field. Most of their hits have hit the infield here. They've been able to outrun Tagus. This one's going to be missed for ball one, even up count 1-1. And Vogt there hopped out of his squat really quick behind the dish there. I thought he was going to make another pickoff attempt.
Yeah, just the first baseman, Bullock over there at first, was a little bit too far off the bag. But so was Mark Anthony Carroll, who has some speed.
Here's the 1-1 from Hawking. Parker swings it straight up into the air. It might be lost down here in right field if we're lucky. But the second baseman is going to make the grab, and that will retire the side. The Colt 45s threaten but do not score, stranding one, and they head to the top of the ninth, down one. Need to play some defense and come out the other side scoring runs.
It's a 5-4 ball game at the end of eight complete. Tonight's game is sponsored by Redding Heating and Air. If you want to stay cool this summer with Redding Heating and Air, fast AC repairs and installations by local experts with over 20 years of experience, visit readingheatingandair.com or call 530-223-1332.
When a heat hits hard, Redding Heating and Air is here to keep you comfortable throughout the summer. From fast, reliable repairs to full system installs, our certified technicians do it right the first time. Need clean air? We've got indoor air quality solutions too. Family owned, locally trusted. Call Redding Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642. That's 530-221-2642. Or visit readingheatingandair.com. Redding Heating and Air. Comfort you can count on.
Fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. We are in the top of the ninth inning. What we've all waited for here in this very back and forth game, 5-4. The West Coast Kings lead and have an opportunity to add some insurance runs and possibly steal this series from the Colt 45s to take you the rest of the way through the ninth inning. Here is Jacob Green.
Yeah, Nate Sheriff will exit the ballgame, a new reliever for the Colt 45s here in the ninth to hold these West Coast Kings down. It will be the 12 of Blake Schwert, a high school senior, 6'1", 190 out of Redding, California, and Foothill High School.
And how about that one opportunity for Blake Schwert? Again, another local guy. Another guy that, believe it or not, I do know. Not too well, but I do know him. From just sports camps back in the day growing up together. But yeah, fresh out of high school, great opportunity. Can't ask for much more. As first pitch will get fouled back into the glove of Tyler Jones. And these two know each other well, Tyler Jones and Blake Schwert. They're playing catch together today, I guess.
Yeah, they will be battery mates.
As. There you go.
Here in this ninth inning. As the 0-1 misses wide to even the count up at one ball and one strike here in a 5-4 top of the ninth inning that the West Coast Kings lead. They're up by one.
as the Colt 45s are looking to at least fight for the series win, as this one's hitting your toward left. Sandizer looking up right to the wall at the track, and he will watch it fly. And waves to it because it is not coming back. It went over the foul pole, as rounding the bases is EJ Cord. And some arguing from the fans, but Cam Reich making his way down the third baseline all the way basically to medium depth in left field. He had the best seat in the house straight on, and he calls it as a home run, and it is now a 6-4 ball game.
And that is
EJ Cord, two home runs tonight, and he tees off here in the ninth.
Oh, he gets a little cape and he gets a little Thor hammer too. Look at that, heading back to the dugout. Maybe that's when you get two on the night. Two home runs, and again, that's four home runs allowed by this Colt 45's defense, as another one swung foul back here by another guy who's hit a home run tonight in Miles Clayton. So it'll be an 0-1 count. But yeah, four home runs and six runs. Scores 4-6. And four of those coming off solo home run shots. So that's the difference between winning and losing right there. The long one.
The long ball just can get to you sometimes. There's two things that they tell you not to give up: walks and home runs. Because they can come back to bite you, and especially when they're done together. This was another solo shot for the West Coast Kings. It's now a 2-1 count on Miles Clayton, and on cue as well, talking about how well the West Coast Kings have played, but how well the Colt 45s have hung in there with them. But this is a very powerful West Coast Kings offense. Here's a 2-1 delivery. It is sent toward the second baseman, gathered, gobbled up, flipped to first in time for the 4-3. Great moves there by Deegan Paulos.
Yeah, an incredible play by Paulos. Just pretty much ate that one right in about chest level as a big hop coming off that infield grass, which we've seen a lot this season. I don't feel like we saw it as much last year. But, you know, it's baseball, and it's natural grass. It's not turf like most people like to play on these days. It's not perfect. It's not flat.
Now,
so
Julian Cambra to the plate, and yeah, 100%. I mean, that is Cambra in the DH spot as well. Takes a call at strike one. It's a case of letting the ball come to you sometimes over there at second base and deal with the hop, and it was great footwork and just overall. Again, waiting for the baseball, being ready for it by Deegan Paulos out there at second base, and then take your time to make a nice fluid throw. First in time, this one's fouled back to the screen. Make the count, no balls and two strikes to the pinch-hitting Julian Cambra. Pinch-hitting for Wyatt Miyamoto, who had Cade grounded out, popped out, and single tonight. Now the 0-2, breaking ball, misses low and away. Appeal to first on the check swing, no on the appeal. So the count moves to one ball and two strikes. Here in a 6-4 ball game in the top of the eighth inning. 1-2. Misses again for ball two. Misses wide. Skip past the catcher to the backstop. Just off the end of the glove, and it looks like Alex Jones might have broken part of his mitt. He's looking at it and examining it just to see. Not quite sure. Looks like he's all right as he lets the umpire know it was probably fine. Two balls and two strikes with one out. Wide open stance with right-hand hitter. The 2-2 delivery to Cambra. This misses low and off the plate. Tried to dot it up off the outside edge and paint the corners. But that will fill the count. Three balls and two strikes after it just missed. One run in the inning already for the Kings. This one's grounded toward the third baseman. Diving for it. Can't get to it, but it's called foul anyway by the third base umpire, Cam Reich.
Yeah, very similar to that one that was called home run, pretty much right on the line. It's obviously had a much more respectable look from that one. As you mentioned, I mean, it's hard to argue against an EJ Cord's home run there, because it was so far over the foul post, you couldn't argue if that was left or right of it when it actually left the park.
And it's 3-20 down the line. Here's the payoff. Breaking ball, swing, tied him up inside. Tried to hold up on the check swing, but went around for out number two.
That's well done there by Schwert. Good looking pitch. He's got his first strikeout of the night, and hoping to tag on one more, and then praying for some Colt 45's offense, get the bat hot. They will have to score more than they have in any inning in the ninth.
Yeah, they need a crooked number up there, and there I said it before. If they get a crooked number, whole different ballgame. Here's a off speed on the outside edge. for called strike one as we dipped now down to 84 degrees with that light breeze blowing in from center field swirling out there. It's a beautiful night for baseball under clear skies overhead. There is the 0-1 delivery to the left-hand hitter of the West Coast Kings, Teo Thompson. And then for a called strike two, Teo Thompson approaching the platinum sombrero. The platinum sombrero.
How about that?
Further.
Goodness. So that's five, I assume.
Corner. Strike three called. Back-to-back K's. The last one looking. Teo Thompson gets the platinum sombrero. Courtesy of the West of the Colt 45s. They strike him out five times tonight. As we head to the bottom of the ninth, the Colt 45s will need two to tie, three to win here on KCNR and here from Tiger Field in Redding, California.
Redding area, stay cool this summer with Redding Heating and Air. Fast AC repairs and installations by local experts with over 20 years of experience. At RedingHeatingAndAir.com or call 530-223-1332 today. That's 530-223-1332 today.
Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air. Learn more at RedingHeatingAir.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Bottom of the ninth, do or die here at Tiger Field. Joe Weiser on in relief to close it out for the West Coast Kings. As the Colt 45 will look to do some damage here. It's Joe Weiser against the heart of the order. And Timmy Ayers, Cabareo, and Deegan Paulos, 2, 3, and 4 for the Colt 45s. As a probably 6'5", 190 right-hand pitcher will look to close down this ball game. And the Colt 45s will look to not fall two games in a row to the West Coast Kings. They want to go for the rubber match tomorrow, not the avoidance of the sweep. Here's the first pitch to the left hand hitting Timmy Ayers. Right in there for called strike one. He sees the fastball clean and true down Broadway.
Yeah, and that insurance run coming in the top of the ninth there off another E.J. Cord home run, his second of the night. That plays dividends to the strategy here. Obviously, C-ball, hit-ball is obviously the most simple thing. Get on base, and you got an opportunity to tie this game or go ahead and win it here in the ninth.
The 0-1 is waved at on the breaking ball for strike two as errs quickly in an 0-2 hole.
But just that one insurance run truly does change everything because now they have to get on base just to threaten to win this game. Yeah. Or to keep this game going, rather.
If you're the Colt 45s, you're looking to just keep that line moving, play a little small ball. Here's the 0-2 delivery from the righty. Weiser kicks and deals. Just misses off the plate. That was a gutsy take there from the lefty Timmy Ayers, who's walked twice and K'd twice tonight.
Couldn't
one looking,
better.
One swinging.
Yeah, definitely a gutsy take there, one I would have swung at. But then again, there's a reason I don't play baseball. So
now the 1-2 is Weiser comes set, rocks and deals the 1-2. This is way up and away all the way to the backstop for ball two. Two balls and two strikes, nobody out, nobody on. Again, 2-3 and 4 up. For the 45s, Cabareo on deck. He singled and doubled tonight.
Yeah, that would be a great pitch to see right there, a little wild pitch with a runner on already. That would have been a great one.
You would have loved to have a free base in that for scenario. Sure. Now the 2-2 delivery from the righty, some action out in the West Coast Kings bullpen. Breaking ball off the plate outside. Moves the count to 3 balls and 2 strikes. It's worked full by Timmy Ayers.
Yeah, incredible job there by Ayers making his way all the way back down 0-2 early in the count with a foul and a swing in the dirt. Making it back, filling the count up, and now we got the payoff pitch coming from Weiser in just his first batter faced here in the top, bottom of the ninth.
Now the payoff from Weiser. Kicks, deals. Misses up and away for ball four. And the tying run now at the plate for the 45s. They're going to try and take advantage of what they've done well all season, which is walk and get those free bags. And they have a chance tonight to do it. See what exactly they can do with it, though, is Caballero to the plate. Again, the tying run, the winning run still on deck for the 45s. Caballero, right-hand hitter. Takes a called strike one. Rowan Brown on deck for Paulos. In that second base spot. Another left-hand bat. Here's the 0-1 delivery with the runner on first. West Coast Kings playing a double play depth. Breaking Ooh. Ball. This is way in, ducking out of the way was Caballero.
Never want to wear one like that, but...
Got to do what you can sometimes, but in this case, not the move.
Yeah, not up there, up by the head.
Caballero's hit the ball twice tonight. He's the only Colt 45 with a couple of hits. The 1-1, swing and a miss for strike two. Time to chase one away, about belt high. One ball and two strikes with nobody out.
A few of the fans on the edge of their seats, too, just excited to see what's going to happen here. Maybe some nerves kicking in. 1-2.
So the 1-2 with nobody out as Weiser checks the runner back at first, kicks and deals. Misses low, skips all the way back to the backstop, and taking second base and taking away the double play is Timmy Ayers on the wild pitch.
And there's some more life there, 90 feet closer. We got a runner in scoring position. Two needed, of course, to come across, but one swing at the back can make that happen real quick. Caballero, who is the only player, if I'm not mistaken, with multiple hits on this Colt 45's team.
Yeah, he's got the single and the double tonight. And, I mean, in all honesty, technically the runner at second doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If he scores on a base hit or anything, but the tying run at the plate. So, you know, 1 + 1 does equal 2, and that gives us a tie ball game. So if the Colt 45s want to play more baseball, Caballero has to score. So he's going to step out of the box. Looks like he got some dirt in his eye real quick with the wind. Something just barely picking up here. Not sure exactly. Is the third base coach, John Downey, is going to come over and chat it up with Rowan Brown in the on-deck circle. Make sure they're on the same page about what needs to happen here. And if you're Caballero, you want to hit something to the right side of the field if you can. Get that runner to score. Here's a 2-2 delivery to Caballero. This is wide for ball three. Rearing back and throwing some high octane was Weiser, but it missed up and away for ball three. That'll fill the count up at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Second batter in a row that has worked the count full here in Joe Weiser's first inning of work for the West Coast Kings, trying to get the save. He peers in and comes set. Boat sets up away. The payoff. On the inside corner, ring him up, strike three called. On the inner half, right at the knees, and Caballero is gone, a-looking. Now Rowan Brown to the plate.
A close one there, absolutely. A little speechless, if I do say so myself, the full count there, that changes a lot in the game.
That was one heck of a pitch from Joe Weiser to drop that breaking ball in there, slowed it down after throwing some high octane early in this at-bat. Runner still at second, but one out now. You can't get doubled off here, as Rowan Brown will get his first crack at these West Coast Kings here on this Saturday night. The first pitch to him, right at the top of the zone at the belt, on the other half, called strike one. And it has been an absolute thriller tonight. A 6-4 ball game here in the bottom half of the ninth inning. There's been a run in nearly every inning. In every inning, I take that back.
How about that? There you go. That's a stat. Run in every single inning.
Up and away. What a play by the catcher, Vogt. Rising up out of his squat up to his left and snaring it with the edge of his glove to keep the runner from advancing. Two runs in the first, one in the second for the West Coast Kings, then one in the third, fourth, fifth, and sixth for the 45s, and then one in the seventh, eighth, and ninth for the West Coast Kings.
How about that?
Here's the 1-1 delivery as the Colt 45 seek a crooked number. Misses low and in for ball two. 2 balls and 1 strike to the pinch-hitting Rowan Brown, left-hand batter. Pinch hitting for Deegan Paulos, who was a pinch hitter for Preston Conklin, tonight's shortstop. Here's the 2-1 delivery. Checking the runner back is Weiser. Kicks and deals. Skips all the way through the catcher to the backstop and taking third base on the wild pitch again is Timmy Ayers, and that will probably just be ruled a pass ball on the catcher. It's to his right. Got crossed up just a little bit, but he should have had that, been able to pick it. As Weiser will saunter back up the front slope of the mound. A 3-1 count on the left-hand batter, Rowan Brown, the third batter in a row that has worked the count to 3 balls and X amount of strikes. Peering in is Weiser. He comes set, glove at the belt. Rocks and deals the 3-1 with one out and the runner at third. Missed upstairs, and that puts runners at the corners.
And
as the winning run, and now at the plate. And it is Braden Chiarito, as the fate of the Colt 45s lies in his hands, as Kyle Gross is going to walk out to the mound and kick things over with this West Coast Kings infield. You have to imagine the scenario here if you're the West Coast Kings, infield on the ground, try and turn two. They're not going to pull the infield in and gun down the lead runner at home. You can surrender one run to get 2 outs and try for the game, but it'll be a southpaw on in relief for the West Coast Kings to face off against Chiarito. When we return after this here on KCNR, runners at the corners, bottom of the ninth, 6-4, the winning run at the plate.
When the heat hits hard, Redding Heating and Air is here to keep you comfortable throughout the summer. From fast, reliable repairs to full system installs, our certified technicians do it right the first time. Need clean air? We've got indoor air quality solutions too. Family owned, locally trusted. Call Redding Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642. That's 530-221-2642. Or visit RedingHeatingandAir.com. Redding Heating and Air. Comfort you can count on.
Ryan Gerke on in the lead for the West Coast Kings here as the southpaw will get some work in to face off against these Colt 45s. And Gerke last night, I believe, somewhere in this lineup card, if I can find him, I believe he got sunburned somewhere. I could be wrong about that. I might have just had his number wrong at some point. But the southpaw Gerke on in the leap of Joe Weiser, who surrenders 2 walks but gets 1 strikeout. And the Colt 45s now with 2 aboard. Still do not have a hit here in this inning, but they do have traffic on the bases. The winning run at the plate in the hands of Chiarito. As we have a new reliever on, the southpaw. And the Colt 45s will look to pull themselves back in this ballgame. They're only down by 2. They will face off against Ryan Gerke here, who is trying to now get the save after Atlee, Morris, Hawking, Weiser, and now Gerke for the West Coast Kings of Pleasant Hill, California. In the East Bay, as I said last night, the East Bay, and actually Pleasant Hill is where one of my alma maters is, Diablo Valley College.
There you go.
Where I played summer ball before I came to Simpson University under Dennis Laquette out there at ABC. We've actually had a handful of PBC players, PBC transfers rather, on our Simpson Redhawks teams. Now Gerke, the southpaw, comes set, runners at first and third. They take their leads with 1 out. Double play depth for the West Coast Kings. Breaking ball drops in there on the inside corner. A called strike 1.
Yeah, good looking pitch there from Gerke to start off just with the off speed. You take with a closer coming in here in the bottom of the ninth. He's just throwing nothing but gas, but that one, good off speed.
Gerke checks the runner zone at first. Rocks and deals the 0-1. Breaking ball again. Misses low. Smothered by the catcher Vogt protecting the 5-hole. Great job to keep it in front of him. 1 ball and 1 strike. Here with 1 out. Runners on first and third. The West Coast Kings are a double play away from walking away with the W. Gerke comes set. Checks the runner at first. Being held on by the first baseman Bullock. Rocks and delivers the 1-1. Breaking ball. Fouled off out of play over the third base dugout toward the bleachers on this near side. And we'll count moves to one ball and two strikes. You're in a 6-4 ball game. The Colt 45s do not have a hit here in this ninth inning. They have a total of 4 on the night. Runners at first and third, trying to take advantage of the free passes. Here's the 1-2 delivery from Gehrke. Misses low. Moves the count to 2 balls and 2 strikes with 1 out. And if you're Chirito here, you're going to do everything you can to not hit the ball on the ground. You want to in the air and hopefully to a gap and try and get a chance to score Rowan Brown over there at first base. Here's the 2-2. Breaking ball on the inside corner. Ring him up. Strike 3 called. And now the Colt 45s down to their final out, and it's Tyler Jones to the plate.
Yeah, and Tyler Jones, just one thing I was talking to Jacob about, again, mentioned I think on air a time or two, but 0-for-4 on the night, but he has been the third out in the first, the third, the fifth, and the seventh inning. So here in the ninth, 0-for-4, and he has ended the inning each and every time. But he can erase all of that here with a base hit, which could bring runs in and keep this season alive, or keep this series alive, rather.
Yeah, and if you're Tyler Jones, no time better than now to do something. Swinging for the fences here, misses for strike 1. No balls and 1 strike with 2 outs. Runner goes, taking low and inside, taking second base on the defensive indifference.
Yeah, it's a good heads-up play there by Rowan Brown, just getting the steal there.
Yeah, Rowan Brown with the just getting the job done. Now a 1-1 count.
And now anything hit into the outfield could tie the game up here if you're Tyler Jones.
The 1-1 delivery, dropped in breaking ball. Misses off the outside edge. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Now coming set. Checks the runner back at second base. 2-1 is a ground ball. Through the left side for a base hit. A hesitation now rounding third and gonna have to hold up there as Tyler Jones gets an RBI. It's 6-5. And the throw comes in just a little bit late, but that was a good tactical move there by the third base coach, John Downey. Almost tried to send him, but kind of hesitating from second base, making sure it wasn't going to be anything too crazy where you get caught in between the bases on an unfortunate out. And with 2 outs, you need to be running on contact there, but the run does come into score. 6-5 after the hit for the 45s, the first one in the inning.
And
now Tyler Zanizer to the plate, who had a walk-off earlier this year on the infield single.
Got an opportunity here to at least tie this game up with a base hit. 2 outs down, nothing to lose.
Swing and a miss, and taking second base. And now thinking the ball was fouled off, in between the bases, almost getting caught up was Tyler Jones, and he gets to second base safely. He thought the ball was fouled off for a second, almost got picked off. And making his way down from third base, nearly was Rowan Brown. So now runners at second and third. The winning run is at second base for the hometown kid, Tyler Zanizer. Here's the 0-1 delivery with 2 outs. Breaking ball is grounded to the shortstop. Gloves throws to first on the line, diving in head first. And center stage, Tyler Zanizer inches away from sending this ball game to at least extras. Maybe more as the Colt 45s drop the second game in an unfortunate series of events, but a fantastic play to end things here. And we'll be back in a few moments here to bring you the totals from tonight here on KCNR.
You're honking. What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air. Learn more at reddingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
The final time in the game was 3 hours and 27 minutes. For the Colt 45, they fall to 8-2 on the year, and they'll go to escape the sweep tomorrow. And the West Coast Kings improved to 9-4 on the year. Some great stuff from the West Coast Kings on both of these nights. And about 170 in attendance. The win goes to Hawking. The loss goes to Sheriff. The save goes to Garrett Keith. The Colt 45s. 5 runs on a total of 5 hits. No errors. They left 11. For the West Coast Kings, 6 runs on 8 hits. 2 errors. They left 8. What a showing from both ball clubs tonight. It's been a fantastic series so far.
Yeah, and a great game I've called so far with you, Jacob. The best game I've called with you, I'd argue. Just, as you mentioned, just a great game. No regrets, obviously. Not the result you wanted for the Colt 45s. And unfortunately, going to lose this series here, but they have an opportunity tomorrow to turn it around and at least end the series on a good note and head into next week's series of games looking forward and with their heads up.
Yeah, and again, just, I mean, it's a great showing. It's a thriller, and as a baseball fan, I love games like this where you're fighting tooth and nail for every 90 feet you can get. And in this case, it was just the West Coast Kings coming out on top. The Colt 45s didn't do anything necessarily bad or anything, just sometimes the ball game doesn't go your way, and this was one of those times, and some fantastic pitching on both sides of the ball, but the Colt 45s just couldn't string together hits to go along with those free passes and the hit batsmen, the walks, and all that.
Yeah, and really nearly zero errors throughout the entire game. If my scorecard, I just got one error on the entire game, which unfortunately did bring a run around to score, but you know, that's the difference maker right there. It does happen, and there's not much you can do about it. You just got to learn from it and keep moving forward. If you're the Colt 45s, the West Coast Kings, a great result. Got sweep last June against this team. They lost 3-0 in the series. They were all good games as well, much like this series or tonight's game. But nothing to lose, really.
Yeah, complete flippage.
As we continue to wrap up this game, yeah, another great game by the Colt 45s. But unfortunately, it will not go their way here. 6-5, they defeat, and that is 2-0. They trail in the series to the West Coast Kings with just one game left over. And it is going to look, again, one run coming off that home run from what we thought was a punch out from Nate Sheriff back in the seventh inning, turned into during intermission. We played an ad and everything. The umpire comes back out and said he had the count wrong, so it was only strike 2, not strike 3. And they reset. They go back to a full count. And then Cora at the bottom lineup, pinch hitting, takes 1 yard. So that's obviously a controversial call, whether the count was incorrect or correct. The players take the field again, and that home run is the difference maker there in the seventh inning. So that will leave it here 6-5. Would they win for the West Coast Kings, Colt 45s, 8-2 on the season. And again, just looking to get the job done tomorrow and avoid the series sweep in favor of the West Coast Kings, which, unfortunately, I have not witnessed yet, but tomorrow is a real opportunity. Fortunately, I haven't witnessed yet, but it is a real possibility tomorrow. Another complete game, again, just one error coming from the West Coast Kings, 0 from the Colt 45s. And it's a pretty full game that's both sides.
It's all around a great night of baseball. There's some arguing of calls on both sides, which always makes for even more fun if we're honest about it. But sometimes you don't come out on top. But regardless, I can see that the Colt 45s fall as the West Coast Kings take 2 of 3. And for the final time, here from Tiger Field in the final time of the weekend, 6-5, the West Coast Kings take at least 2 of 3, maybe more, from the Colt 45s. The final score here, this is Jacob Green and Spencer Slangy. Spencer Slangy signing off. And special thanks to David Wiley back in the studio. The final score here tonight from Tiger Field in Redding, California, was the West Coast King 6. And you are Redding Colt 45s. Everyone have a great weekend of West Sunday. And please drive safely.
Joining us from Tel Aviv, Israel.
To Washington.
I'm Mike Emanuel.
To your own backyard. If a story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. It's the Fox News Rundown. We give every story the deeper look it deserves with must-listen interviews and smart analysis from the voices you can trust. Start your day with the Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News.
Makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, we're back, and you know, I'm in Los Angeles, going to watch the game tonight, be talking about that on Monday with you guys, but Sunday night at 10 o'clock, I've got a great show queued up. I want you, everybody, to listen to One Nation. That's 10 o'clock Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Pacific Time. We're going to talk to Adam Hunter and have some fun about some of the crazy things that have been happening in the news. Jamie Kennedy on what's going on in the with the mayor's race, and Spencer Pratt, what he could have done had he advanced to the finals and would have probably torn up Karen Bass in a political way. And then the chance Steve Hilton has here, as well as bringing back the industry to California. Jamie Kennedy, outstanding actor. And we're also going to talk to Lee Zeldin. Lee Zeldin is one of the key to unleashing the energy in this country. Also the data centers. Nobody wants a data center in their backyard, but everybody wants to use AI. People want to create jobs, a lot of blue-collar jobs, electricians, pipe fitters, plumbers, but they say that they don't want to build these data centers. What's the reality? Does it really hurt a community to do that? And we'll talk to Lee Zeldin about that. And then Joel Pollack, the opinion editor of the California Post, will talk about this massive fraud allegations and investigation when it comes to the homeless. How about $1 billion just lost? We're going to talk about all that and more with Joel Pollack. You're listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show on the road. Do not miss a minute. So, and always, by the way, go to BrianKilmeade.com, too. History, Liberty, and Laughs is coming up on July 11th. It's going to be in Pensacola, Florida. As I morph into my new book, United the States, I'm trying to bring history to life in a fun, entertaining way. And, yes, they include skits and a lot of fun and a lot of Q&A. So go to BrianKilmeade.com, streamed on Fox Nation. Dope.
The U.S. Treasury quietly released its official financial report for 2025. It appears by its own numbers, the U.S. government seems insolvent. It's reported that the Treasury shows about $6 trillion in assets and over $47 trillion in liabilities. Add it all up, and it looks like the U.S. owes more than $130 trillion it doesn't have. If that were a family, they'd earn $52,000 a year, spend $73,000, and already be more than $1 million underwater. Any accountant would call that insolvent. So how does the government fix this? It can print money, which erodes your purchasing power, it can raise taxes, or it can cut benefits. And none of those can help to protect you. That's why many people who have something to lose move part of their savings into physical gold and silver. Assets that can't be printed, defaulted on, or voted away. Call Monetary Gold at 877-NOW-GOLD for their complimentary gold and silver guide and a no-pressure conversation. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. Do it before the next headline, not after. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Everybody calls the state liars.
Stay cool this summer with a new qualified AC system from Alliance. If your current AC is struggling to keep up, now is the perfect time to upgrade. With payments starting at just $114 a month, comfort may be more affordable than you think. Don't wait until the summer heat is already here. Call Alliance today at 2212-642. Again, 2212-642. Alliance Heating and Air. Everybody calls us.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.